The following is a presentation of Naturals Baseball on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network.
At the wall, it's gone! Bobby Witt Jr., three-homer game. Double-A baseball cannot contain MJ Melendez. Let's take a trip around the bases with Bobby Witt Jr. Hit put into a dive, and again he makes an incredible catch. Scott Gorman's waving around Brewer Hamlin. The throw home, the catch slides in safely, and the Naturals walk it off. Fly ball deep into left field. Right field back onto the warning track. At the wall, and it's gone! Brewer Hamlin, his second grand slam in Wichita this season. It clears the bases and gives the Naturals a 5-1 lead in the fourth. Lost the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals, your 2021 AA Central Champions.
Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball is brought to you by Harvest Bank, by Coca-Cola, by Tyson Foods, by Professional Business Systems, by Unified Financial Credit Union, by Window World, by Indigo Sky Casino, by Walmart, by Straight Lawns and Garden, by Beaver Water District, by Midwest Block and Brick, by the Scott Family Amazium, by Firehouse Subs, by Pickett Construction, by Stanley Steamer, by Plaza Tire Service, by John's Quality Roofing, by Today's Leaners, by the University of Arkansas at Fort Smith, by the 188th Wing Arkansas Air National Guard, by XNA and Breeze Airways, by Golf USA, and by Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. The countdown is on to Naturals Baseball. Now, let's go inside the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas.
Hello there, friends. From Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball is on the air, and I'm so glad to have you along for the ride. Nicholas Batters on this Tuesday evening from North Texas as we get set for the first of six games this week between the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, AA affiliates of the Kansas City Royals, and the Frisco Rough Riders, the AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers. Welcome into the broadcast booth. We're counting down to first pitch here on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. The Naturals enter this game with a record of 3-6, won the first two games of last week's series against the Wichita Wind Surge, but then the Wind Surge took the next four games. The Wind Surge won Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then again on Sunday to take the series over the Naturals. Meanwhile, the Naturals are facing a Rough Riders team that just did something that doesn't happen very often anymore in minor league baseball. They swept the San Antonio Missions last week, and on top of that, they did so on the road. And now with these six-game series, we don't see sweeps all that often. And somehow the Riders were able to get it done, including with a doubleheader win on Saturday, the Riders pulled off the doubleheader win over the San Antonio Missions. And again, things started off well for the Naturals last weekend. 8-5 wins over Wichita. The starting pitching was good. Good starts from Asa Lacy and Alec Marsh. But then after that, things kind of faltered, and the offense just... We'll hear from the Naturals manager, Chris Widger, here in a little bit. There wasn't the run support that they're looking for. They weren't driving in guys with runners on base. So there's still some work to be done. But remember, we're only nine games into the season, and it's a 138-game season for a reason. So nine games in, 129 games to go. Plenty of time to get things figured out between now and the end of September. You know, players are going to come and go, And it's a question of putting together the complete season effort. So certainly looking forward to this one tonight on Naturals. His second of the season, he pitched 4 2/3 in Wednesday's win over the Wichita Wind Surge. Allowed two runs on two hits, walked two, and struck out nine. He'll be opposed by a right-hander for Frisco. It'll be Kevin Gowdy. Gowdy came over in the deal with the Phillies last July. So he's pretty new to the organization, making his first start in a Riders uniform, just his third appearance, his first two appearances, came out of the bullpen. But this is a Frisco team, tops in the AA Central, an 8-1 record again, winners of 6 in a row. The Naturals 3-6. They've lost 4 straight. So tonight's a good day to start a new winning streak. We're going to hear from the Naturals manager, Chris Witcher, in a moment. Though I'm going to caution you, I did have some technical difficulties with my microphone. I have a microphone that plugs into my phone so that I can record the interview and my voice memos. And about 3 minutes in, the microphone started, it was cutting in and out a little bit throughout the interview, and then it completely died on me about 3.5 minutes in, and I didn't catch that until after the interview. So it's a shortened interview with Naturals manager Chris Widger, but we're going to hear from the skipper of the Naturals, Chris Widger, talk about last week's series a little bit back after this on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. So we're here counting down to first pitch on the Naturals Baseball Network.
It's time to make a break and escape the everyday. Indigo Sky Casino is the area's premier gaming destination. Live weekend entertainment. A new and larger selection of your favorite gaming machines on our beautiful and spacious gaming floor. The area's perfect getaway for fun and winning excitement. Indigo Sky Casino offers it all. Come play and stay with us. Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Single game tickets are now on sale for the 2022 season of Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball at NWANaturals.com. You won't want to miss some of the Kansas City Royals' top prospects taking the field right in your backyard with food and drink deals, fireworks, giveaways, and theme nights all summer long. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
Hey Naturals fans, have you been daydreaming about a fun and affordable getaway? Why not make it a reality with Breeze Airways? With Breeze, you can fly nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to Tampa Bay, San Antonio, and New Orleans. Breeze never charges change or cancellation fees, so you can book with complete peace of mind. What are you waiting for? Go to www.flybreeze.com or download the Breeze app to plan your trip. Breeze Airways, seriously nice.
The Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show rolls on as we continue counting down to first pitch on the Naturals Baseball Network with the pregame thoughts of Naturals manager Chris Widger. Now let's go inside the Naturals dugout. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
We continue counting down to first pitch on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. Getting set for the first of 6 games this week between the Naturals and the Frisco Rough Riders from Riders Field in Frisco. It's time for our weekly chat with the Naturals manager, Chris Widger. Widge, the series last week against Wichita started off pretty well with a couple of wins, but ended with 4 straight losses. What did you see maybe start well at the beginning of the week, or maybe what slipped towards the end?
I think the biggest thing is we got our base runners in almost all the games. It's a matter of not getting the job done with runners on third base, runners in scoring position in general, making big pitches when we needed to, and also we had some plays where we had some errors on routine balls. So every part of our game can probably improve this week, and the good news is it's early. You know, we're only less than 2 weeks into the season, so there's plenty of time to get it going and no reason to panic, but at the same time it's stuff we need to clean up.
One thing that stood out to me on the stat sheet is only one home run so far. How much of that is the fact that it's early versus the weather versus maybe the bats are still working on catching up to the pitching?
I just think it's one of those things. I think if, you know, you're in the middle of the season, you hit one home run over the course of 10 days, you probably don't notice it as much. It just happened as though we started out the season. So we know we have some power on the team. We know that there's a couple guys that are probably going to have 20 to 25 home runs on the team. But it's not a big home run hitting team. It's more of a gap to gap line drive hitting team who gets a lot of doubles. I don't think it's a matter of the catching up to the pitching because the other teams aren't having that kind of problem either. So it's just one of those things. That's the way it is right now.
I've been really impressed with Mikel Garcia at the top of the batting order. I mean, I think he drew 10 walks in the first 5 games. Then he's had a couple of multi-hit games since then. What do you like about him as that spark plug at the top of the order?
Pretty much everything. He's really taken a huge step forward this year. He always had great hand-eye coordination. He would reach balls that were 6-8 inches off the plate and be able to foul them off, so he didn't strike out much. The difference is now he's not even offering at those. So, instead of getting maybe more hits, but making some outs on balls that are off the plate, he's not swinging at them anymore, and 10 walks is amazing at this point of the season.
We continue counting down to first pitch here on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show, visiting with Naturals manager Chris Widger. Asa Lacy made a pair of starts Tuesday and Sunday last week against Wichita. How have you seen him take a step forward since last season?
We always knew his stuff was, I mean, unbelievable. I mean, he's got big league stuff right now. The difference is when he's rebounding much better. He's not letting it snowball. He's not letting a bad call or a bad play in the field snowball into him, maybe not making the pitches that he should. He's coming back, and he's limiting the damage. So
he kind of almost felt like Alec Marsh was in a similar boat on Wednesday. I mean, 9 strikeouts. It looked really good for his first start of the year.
Yeah, that's what I remember seeing from him last year when I saw what little I did of him in spring training. It's just a guy that goes after people, and he's aggressive. And I know him and the pitching staff has been working on a few things. But that's the guy I'm used to seeing, and I guess that's why he did it here last year.
In the mood for fun, winning, excitement? It's time to go where everybody goes, Indigo Sky Casino. Delicious food, live entertainment, and fun bars. A large, spacious gaming floor full of your favorite games, and everybody's favorite, bingo. Come play in a safe, clean, exciting atmosphere. Come play and stay at Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Every Friday home game in 2022 is a Fireworks Friday with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Stay late every Friday night, plus Saturday, May 14th, and the Pope Prospects aren't the only ones putting on a show you'll never forget. Join the Naturals as the best fireworks show in minor league baseball lights up the Northwest Arkansas night sky with a panoramic view past the outfield fence. To check out the full list of fireworks nights, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
The Northwest Arkansas National Airport proudly offers nonstop routes to 24 destinations with 6 different airlines to choose from. From Los Angeles to New York City, XNA can get you there. So when you're starting to plan your next vacation destination or getting ready to book your business trip, go to flyxna.com for more information on flight options. And remember, to fly safe, fly local, fly XNA.
Don't miss out on all of the food and drink specials at Arvest Ballpark during the 2022 season of Naturals Baseball. Enjoy Johnsonville Buck a Brat every Tuesday night home game, $1.50 barbecue sliders on Wednesdays. Thirsty Thursdays feature $2 beers, $2 peanuts, $1 sodas, and $1 Farm Rich mozzarella sticks. And of course, enjoy happy hour specials during our bullpen parties before the game on Friday and Saturday night. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Welcome back into the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. As we're counting down to first pitch here on the Naturals Baseball Network, we're going over the lineups right now at home plate. Our umpires and the Naturals manager, Chris Widger, with the Frisco Rough Riders manager, Jared Gettert. The video board says Arkansas Travelers and has the Naturals logo next to it. So, that was bound to happen eventually. Let's take a look at the starting lineups as they exchange the lineups at home plate. The Naturals, again, the AA affiliates of the Kansas City Royals, come in with a record of 3-6, led by their first-year skipper, Chris Widger. Mikel Garcia leads off. He's the shortstop. Batting second in center field is Nick Lofton. Michael Massey hits third, playing second base. Batting fourth is the right fielder, Sully Matias. Sebastian Rivero hits fifth. He's doing the catching. Batting sixth is the third baseman, Nate Eaton. Robbie Glendinning hits 7th, the designated hitter. Batting 8th at first base is Jake Means. And John Rave rounds out the order, batting 9th in left field. So again, the Naturals lineup, Garcia at short, Lofton in center, Massey at second. Matias in right, Rivero catching, even left. That's the same defensive alignment the Naturals rolled out on opening day, though the batting order, 1-9, just a little tweaked with Eaton and Glendinning flip-flop. This is the closest we've had to having a repeat lineup all season long. The Frisco Rough Riders, 8-1, are led by their second-year skipper, Jared Gettert. The AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers lineup, J.P. Martinez leading off in center field. Ezekiel Duran bats second at shortstop. Blaine Krim hits third. He's the first baseman. Dustin Harris bats fourth and left. Justin Foscue hits fifth. He's the second baseman. Batting sixth and right field is Josh Stowers. Jonathan Ornelas hits third, or hits seventh, playing third. Batting eighth is the catcher, Jordan Procession. And Kellen Strom. Kellen Strom rounds out the order, batting ninth, the designated hitter. So again, it's Martinez in center, Duran at short, Krim at first. Harrison left, Foscue at second, Stowers in right. Ornelas at third, Procession catching, and Strom is the designated hitter. The Naturals will send the right-hander Alec Marsh to the mound, making his second start of the season. He doesn't have a decision yet with a 3-6 ERA, 9 strikeouts across 4 2/3 innings. Well, the Frisco Rough Riders have Kevin Gowdy going to the mound. It's his third appearance, first start of the season. He doesn't have a record with an ERA flat at 3.00. and he has 2 strikeouts in 3 innings of work. Our umpires behind home plate, it's the crew chief, Jacob Bruner, calling balls and strikes. The first base umpire is Alex Nash. And at third base, it's going to be Ben Engstrand. We're just waiting for the Riders to take the field here. This is the first intra-division matchup the Naturals have had this year. Open up the season with 3 games on the road in Springfield, an in-division opponent, and then 6 games at home against the Wichita Windsurge, also an in-division opponent. It's about time for the national anthem here in Frisco. So we're going to go ahead and wrap things up and bring the ball game. The Naturals and the Frisco Rough Riders coming up after this. Thanks so much for joining us for the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show on the Naturals Baseball Network.
You've been listening to the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. Indigo Sky Casino, where winners play. Located on Highway 60, west of Seneca, Missouri. First pitch is moments away on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network.
Hey, Naturals fans, have you been daydreaming about a fun and affordable getaway? Why not make it a reality with Breeze Airways? With Breeze, you can fly nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to Tampa Bay, San Antonio, and New Orleans. Breeze never charges change or cancellation fees, so you can book with complete peace of mind. What are you waiting for? Go to www.flybreeze.com or download the Breeze app to plan your trip. Breeze Airways. Seriously nice.
What if there were a university where you earned a diploma and a resume? A career-minded university where you were empowered to learn, to lead, and to make a difference. A university whose tuition made it not just affordable, but the most affordable for your campus in Arkansas. What if, right? Turns out that university exists just down the hill in Fort Smith. The University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride.
Naturals fans, the Royals' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Naturals on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go, and use promo code NATURALS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
John's Quality Roofing has been installing and repairing roofs in the Northwest Arkansas area for over 20 years, offering free roofing repair inspections and insurance assistance. When you contact John's, a member of their team assess your roof and give you the best advice for your specific needs. John's Quality Roofing, your local Northwest Arkansas roofing contractor, serving you since 1999. For more information or to set up an appointment, visit www.johnsqualityroofing.com today.
The countdown is on to Naturals Baseball. Now, let's go inside the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Comfortable Tuesday evening from Frisco, Texas. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals are on the road as we begin a 6-game series between the Naturals and the Frisco Rough Riders from Riders Field here in North Texas. Nicholas Batters on hand this evening. So glad to have your company on the Naturals Baseball Network as we get set for the first of 6 games between Frisco and Northwest Arkansas. Frisco Rough Riders, AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers, come in with a record of 8-1. They took 2 of 3 opening weekend from the Arkansas Travelers and then swept the San Antonio Missions in a 6-game series, 6-0. They won the series last week here at Riders Field. And today we get set for the first of 6 between the Naturals and the Rough Riders. We're just waiting for the Rough Riders to take the field. It's one of those things, you know, first pitch scheduled for 6:35, but in reality it's 6:37. And here come the Frisco Rough Riders in their cream home uniforms. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals for the private and non-commercial use of our audience and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form and may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Again, the Naturals, the visitors in this game, have lost four in a row, and they line up as such. Michael Garcia leads off the shortstop, batting second in center field is Nick Lofton. Michael Massey hits third at second base. Batting fourth is the right fielder, Sully Matias. Sebastian Rivero hits fifth. He is doing the catching. Batting sixth at third base is Nate Eaton. Hitting seventh, the designated hitter, Robbie Glendinning. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Jake Means. And rounding out the order, batting ninth, is the left fielder, John Rabe. So again, the Naturals go Garcia at short, Lofton in center, Massey at second, Matias in right, Rivero catching, Eaton at third, Glendinning the DH, Means at first, and Rave in left. Those are today's Naturals 1 through 9. The starting lineups are brought to you by John's Quality Roofing, over 20 years of trusted roofing work in Northwest Arkansas. And first pitch time and temperature today is brought to you by Straits Lawn and Garden, with the right outdoor furnishings and that big Green Egg grill to make those summertime cookouts and outdoor times enjoyable. See Straits in Springdale. Well, it's cloudy, fairly overcast here at Riders Field. 70 degrees at first pitch, and the wind is blowing pretty good, 17 miles an hour to the northwest, which means it's blowing out to left field. The right-hander, Kevin Gowdy, into his motion. His first pitch to Michael Garcia is in for a called strike, and we're underway at 6:37 p.m. Right-on-right matchup, Gowdy with Garcia, and the 0-1. Line drive right field. It's going to hold up for the right fielder, Stowers. He makes the grab for the first out. So no score here, one batter into the game. Michael Garcia flies out for the first out of this ballgame. Defensively, the Frisco Rough Riders' leader is going to be Dustin Harris. In center field, J.P. Martinez with Josh Stowers in right. Jonathan Ornelas plays third with Ezekiel Duran at shortstop, Justin Foskew at second, and Blaine Krim at first base. Jordan Procession is the catcher. First pitch from Kevin Gowdy to Nick Lofton, the center fielder, is called a strike. The count is no balls and one strike. A one pitch, misses down and away. Two balls and no strikes. Lofton went 6-for-22 in the series last week against Wichita at home. Awaits the 1-1 pitch. It's grounded right to the shortstop, Duran. Up and over to first, and there are two away. So Lofton quickly retired. That'll bring us to the second baseman, Michael Massey. The Riders in their cream tops and pants. Riders across the front in red with a blue number on the lower front chest, the back as well. Cardinal red caps. First pitch to the left-handed hitting Michael Massey is lined down the right side, but foul. The count is no balls and one strike. No balls and a strike on Massey. The second baseman bats from the left side. The Naturals in their navy tops, gray pants, navy socks for those like Massey who choose to wear their pant legs up high. Navy helmets, and the Naturals wear their cardinal red caps as well. 0-1, here's the pitch. Misses in the dirt. And the count to Massey is one ball and one strike. Michael Massey this season, batting .265, has not hit a home run yet and has driven in six runs. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Well out in front of the off speed. And the count is a ball and two strikes. One ball and two strikes on Michael Massey. Infield plays to pull. No score here in the first. And the 1-2. Flight into center field. Sends Martinez. Leaps at the wall and crashes into the ribbon video board along the left center field wall. He makes the catch. And that ends the top of the first inning. The Naturals are retired in order. 1-2-3. No runs on no hits, no errors, and no runners left on base. Scoreless after a half inning. Home half of the first coming up.
You love your truck, and Plaza Tire Service is here to help make it even better with custom wheels, leveling kits, and the area's biggest selection of ATs and mud tires in all the most popular sizes. Plaza Tire Service has the tires you want. Plus, with our Plaza Tire Service card and no credit needed options, you can make it easy on your budget. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontitown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at PlazaTireService.com. When you're ready to upgrade your truck, see Plaza Tire Service.
Sophia and Chris Garcia came to Arvest Bank looking to get a home loan. Let's hear what happens.
Chris and Sophia, thanks for choosing me as your lender in the Arvest Home for Me app. And now...
There's more paperwork to do.
Nope, I got the info you sent through the app. And now...
Wait to hear from someone at your main office.
No. Now you're pre-qualified and ready to find your new home.
Wow.
And I'll be with you every step of the way.
That's...
helpful.
Very helpful.
Home loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help. Equal housing lender.
Want a cleaner and healthier home? Simply call Stanley Steamer at 1-800-STEAMER and schedule a carpet, tile, or hardwood cleaning. And save big with our $99 cleaning special.
Call 1-800-STEAMER. Stanley Steamer gets your home cleaner.
This is your pitcher, Alec Marsh, and I'm taking the mound. You're tuned in to Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Out of the bottom of the first inning from Frisco, Texas, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals and the Frisco Rough Riders tied at zero. Alec Marsh takes the mound, the right-hander out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 23-year-old in his second season with the Naturals, the 70th overall pick in the 2019 draft by Kansas City out of Arizona State University. J.P. Martinez, Ezekiel Duran, and Blaine Krim are the first three to bat in the order for Frisco. Left-handed hit pitch from the righty Marsh. It's in for strike one. The count is 0-1. Martinez, the left-handed hitting center fielder against Marsh, the right-hander. Kicks from the first base side and delivers. Pitch is rolled over to the first baseman, Means. Flips to the pitcher covering. Marsh is there at first. And that's how this bottom of the first inning begins. A 3-1 put out for those keeping score at home. Defensively, the Naturals behind Alec Marsh have John Raven left, Nick Lofton in center, and Suli Matias in right. Nate Eaton plays third. Michael Garcia is the shortstop, with Michael Massey at second and Jake Means at first. Sebastian Rivero is the battery mate for Alec Marsh. Right-handed pitcher now faces the right-handed hitting shortstop, Ezekiel Duran, who looks at a called strike one. No balls and one strike. Duran, the number four prospect in the Frisco in the Texas Rangers organization, the second highest ranked prospect on this Frisco roster. He skies the 0-1 pitch in the air to right center field, lofted into the alley on the warning track in right center. He makes the catch for the second out. The ball seems to be flying well already. Two quick outs here in the bottom of the first, still scoreless. Now it's the right-handed hitting first baseman, Blaine Krim. Marsh started last Wednesday against Wichita, pitched into the fifth inning, struck out nine. First pitch to Blaine Krim is bounced up the middle. Massey, the second baseman, slides to his right in shallow center field. The ball trickles under his glove. He had to range a long ways to his right. So the ball into center field, it's a two-out single for Blaine Krim. Now here's the left-handed hitting left fielder, Dustin Harris. Harris, MLB Pipeline's number six Rangers prospect. Number five, if you ask the folks at Baseball America. If him and Justin Foscue flip-flopped. Runner on first and two outs. Scoreless game. The first pitch from Marsh to Harris is over for strike one. Count is no balls and one strike. He was the Rangers minor league player of the year last year. The 0-1. This is down and in. One ball and one strike. He was one of the players that the Rangers netted in the deal that sent Mike Minor to Oakland back in 2019. Marsh has the side kicks in the pitch. 1-1 fouled straight to the ground. Maybe caught a piece of the home plate umpire, Jacob Bruner. And they count one ball and two strikes. Marsh, ranked by MLB Pipeline as the Royals' number 12 prospect. Baseball America has him a touch higher at number 11. Yana's 1-2 on Dustin Harris, the left-handed hitting left fielder. Infield plays to pull, and the pitch. Grounded foul, bouncing ball back to the screen. We'll do it again. One ball and two strikes. Kind of smells wet, if you know what I mean. There's maybe a chance of rain in the forecast later this evening. Kind of has that pre-rain smell, but the radar looks clear for now. The 1-2. Bouncing ball hit to the second baseman, Massey. Fields it at his belt, and sidearms a throw to Jake Means at first. That'll retire Dustin Harris and end the bottom of the first inning. So Alec Marsh allows a two-out hit, but works around it. No runs on a hit, no errors, and a runner left on. We go to the second from Riders Field in Frisco. Scoreless, Naturals and Rough Riders.
Getting good grades? Crushed it. Robotics competitions? It's either first place or no place. Challenges? They come easy to me. I've faced them, conquered them, then prepared for the next one. But it's time for the next big challenge, the one that sets a tone for my life. It's time to get world-class training, technical skills, and the know-how to be prepared for a lifelong career. It starts by serving close to home with the Air National Guard. Visit GoANG.com or call 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G.
With the Naturals coming off a league championship last season, the 2022 season is jam-packed with memorable giveaways. Make sure to arrive early to get your hands on commemorative items, Celis Quintino jersey t-shirt on Thursday, May 12th. And best of all, a one-of-a-kind AA Central replica championship ring on Saturday, June 4th. To check out the full list of giveaways, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
The Northwest Arkansas National Airport proudly offers nonstop routes to 24 destinations with six different airlines to choose from. From Los Angeles to New York City, XNA can get you there. So when you're starting to plan your next vacation destination or getting ready to book your business trip, go to flyxna.com for more information on flight options. And remember, to fly safe, fly local, fly XNA.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Top of the second inning, no score, Naturals and Rough Riders in game one of a six-game series here from Frisco, Texas. Arvest Bank helps you find the right credit card. From Arvest Flex Rewards cards that earn points to Arvest True Rate cards with money-saving low interest rates. Apply today at arvest.com/creditcards. Member FDIC credit cards subject to approval. Sully Matias leads off the top of the second. First pitch from Kevin Gowdy. He chases below the zone for strike one. Count is no balls and one strike. 4-5 and 6-2 up for the Naturals here in the second. The 0-1 to Matias. Call the strike, and it's 0-2. Sully Matias, Sebastian Rivero, and Nate Eaton. The 3 to hit against Kevin Gowdy, who retired the Naturals in order in the first. Right-hander kicks and fires. Misses down and away. Count is a ball and two strikes. Sully, wearing his socks up high, or his pant legs pulled up high, depending on how you want to look at it. The second baseman, Foscue, shaded up the middle. And the 1-2 pitch. Swinging a tapper foul back to the screen. We'll do it again, a ball and two strikes. Sully batting .321 on the season. No home runs, six runs batted in. Though he did just go 2-for-14 against Wichita last week. Had a tough series. Awaits the 1-2 and the pitch. Bouncing ball hit sharply to the left side. The shortstop, Duran, moves to his left. Sidearms a throw to first and second inning. Four straight retired to open up the ball game for the right-hander Kevin Gowdy. Now it's the catcher Sebastian Rivero. Gowdy, the 6'4", 205-pound right-hander out of Santa Barbara, California. Originally drafted out of high school. 2016, second round pick by the Phillies. First pitch to Sebastian Rivero. He checks his swing but went around. That's strike one of the counts, no balls and one strike. Missed all of 2017 and 2018 after having Tommy John surgery. The 0-1 to Rivero. Misses down and away. One ball and one strike. He was traded to the Rangers organization July the 30th. It was the Kyle Gibson deal. 1-1 pitch. skied in the air down the right side. The first baseman, Krim, straddles the foul line with 1 foot on either side of the foul line in shallow right field. Krim, the first baseman, makes the grab for the second out. So two gone, bases empty. No score here in the second from Riders Field. Now it's the third baseman, Nate Eaton. Eaton's reached in all eight games he's played in this year. He's played in all but one of the Naturals contests. And looks at the first pitch for a strike. Count is no balls and one strike. Hitting 267 on the season. Doesn't have any home runs, but he's driven in three runs. The 0-1 pitch comes inside, backs him out of the way. A fastball at 95 miles an hour. And the count's even, one ball and one strike. Infield shifted to pull outfield plays with the gap in left center. The pitch misses down and away. Two balls and one strike. Gowdy pitched an inning of relief last Saturday. Not this past Saturday, but the Saturday Travelers. Through two innings this week against San Antonio. As Eaton lofts the 2-1 pitch into shallow right field. The second baseman, Foscue, ranges to his left and makes the grab in shallow right for the third and final out of the second inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the second, scoreless from Frisco on the Naturals Baseball Network.
It's time to make a break and escape the everyday. Indigo Sky Casino is the area's premier gaming destination. Live weekend entertainment, a new and larger selection of your favorite gaming machines on our beautiful and spacious gaming floor. The area's perfect getaway for fun and winning excitement. Indigo Sky Casino offers it all. Come play and stay with us. Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Are you hungry for the usual today? Or are you craving something uncommonly delicious like our meaty masterpiece, the Hook and Ladder Sub from Firehouse Subs? We start by piling it high with fresh sliced smoked turkey breast and Virginia honey ham. Then it's topped with melted Monterey Jack and served piping hot in a perfectly toasted roll. Save time. Order your Hook and Ladder with the Firehouse Subs app today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives.
What if there were a university where you earned not just a diploma, but a resume? A career-focused university where you were empowered to learn, to lead, and to make a difference. A university that's not just affordable, but the most affordable in the state. What if, right? Turns out that university exists just down the hill in Fort Smith. The University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
We go to the bottom of the second from Suzanne, the Frisco Rough Riders without a score. Alec Marsh back out to the hill for his second inning of work. His first pitch to the second baseman, Justin Foscue, is called a strike, 0-1. Foscue, Josh Stowers, and Jonathan Ornelas, 5-6-7 for Frisco. Here comes the 0-1, swing and a miss through the changeup. Count is now even, or it goes to no balls and two strikes, I should say. So no balls and two strikes on Foscue. Right-on-right matchup, the 0-2. Down and away, he checks his swing, but went around, says the home plate umpire, Jacob Bruner. There's the first strikeout for Alec Marsh, and the first out of the second inning. So with one gone, here's the right fielder, Josh Stowers. Marsh started six games last year for Northwest Arkansas, went 1-3 with a 4.97 ERA. He did pitch here in Frisco. It was one of his... Actually, no, he didn't. I beg your pardon. His start was skipped that week. First pitch to Josh Stowers is swung through a miss, and the count is no balls and one strike. Marsh, the 0-1. Fastball misses outside. No balls and one strike. We say he was with the Naturals this time last year, but his start was skipped when the Naturals came to Frisco. This is down and away. Count is even, one ball and one strike. Then he started the next week in San Antonio. The Naturals did a two-week Texas swing It was Frisco, then San Antonio, and didn't come back to the Lone Star State. 2-1 pitch. In there for a strike. Count is even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. And his start against San Antonio was his last of the year. He was shut down for the rest of the season. Some arm soreness. The 2-2 pitch. Fly ball lifted into deep right center field. Sula Matias back onto the warning track. It bounces off the base of the wall. Stowers around first. He pulls into second. With a one-out double, Rough Riders have their first extra base hit. It's the first extra base hit in this game. Josh Stowers on second. With one gone. No score here in the bottom of inning two. It's the third baseman, Jonathan Ornelas. Infield shaded, a pull for the right-handed hitter. Runner on second and one out, scoreless. And an automatic ball is called on Alec Marsh. He wasn't ready to throw. So the count is 1-0. That's the first automatic ball called on a Naturals pitcher this year. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Foul tip, really. Count is even, 1-1. We're waiting to see when that would happen. One automatic strike was called on a Naturals hitter on Friday for a pitch clock violation. Down and away, the 1-1. Check swing. He went around, says the first base umpire, Alex Nash. And the count's now 1-2. Sebastian Rivero comes out for a quick conversation with Alec Marsh, and the two of them can get on the same page. One ball, 2 strikes the count. One out and a runner on second. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Jonathan Ornelas down swinging. There's the second out here in the bottom of the second inning. Gosh, my computer's updating. Goodness gracious, let's calm down, Dell. With 2 gone, 2 strikeouts here in the second for Alec Marsh. It's the catcher, Jordan Procession. Left-handed hitter has hits in 3 straight games. Takes the first pitch for a ball. Count is 1-0. Procession only played in a couple of games with a home run. Next pitch misses outside. 2-0. Josh Stowers on second, takes his lead with the shortstop Garcia playing behind him. The 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Big hack at the 95-mile-an-hour fastball. And the count is 2-1. Marsh really has a 5-pitch mix. Has both a 4-seam and 2-seam fastball. Pairs it with a slider, a curveball, and a changeup. Spinning a move back to second, Garcia the tag on Stowers. He thought he had him. But instead, Stowers slides in safe. That's the first of 2 step-offs, disengagements, pickoffs, whatever term you want to use. First of 2 that Alec Marsh has allowed this plate appearance. The 2-1 pitch. Called the strike. Again, the fastball comes in at 95 miles an hour, and the count is even 2-2. The 2-2 misses high and outside, and the count is full. 3-2. First base is open with Josh Stowers on second. 3-2, 2 outs in the bottom of the second inning. Naturals and Rough Riders without a score. And the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Marsh ties Procession up, down, and in. Got him with a slider, and that ends the bottom of the second inning. Marsh strikes out 3, around a double from Josh Stowers. No runs and a hit. No errors and a runner left on. We're without a score through 2 innings. Off to the third from Frisco.
You know, fans, Tyson Foods and the Naturals have a lot in common. For starters, we've both got a pretty great team, and we've got some heavy hitters in our lineup. Some members of our starting lineup are Tyson Chicken, Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, Hillshire Farm, State Fair, and Wright Brand Bacon. And just like the Naturals, we're proud to call Springdale our home. Check out our whole roster and get to know us better at TysonFoods.com.
With the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Flex Pack, our most popular mini pack provides you 30 discounted and undated vouchers to sit in your preferred seating area. Best of all, you can use them all at once or any combination of games throughout the year. Stop by the Arvest Ballpark box office on the day of the game to exchange those vouchers and you'll get the best available seats in your chosen seating area. It's that easy. To lock in your Naturals Flex Pack, visit NWANaturals.com.
Here's to the fearless fight, the comeback, the battle against all odds. For some, it's taking the first step. For others, it's forging a new path, a chance to prove to ourselves what we're really made of. And with the name trusted in insurance for more than 70 years, even a battered spirit can come back stronger. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
We go to the top of the third inning. Naturals and Rough Riders from Frisco without a score. Arvest Bank is conducting its 12th annual Million Meals campaign in an effort to fight hunger right here in our community. This is a much-needed effort as more than 10.5% of American households were food insecure as recently as 2020. Learn more by visiting arvest.com/millionmeals today. Nate Eaton, or it's Robbie Glendinning, I beg your pardon. Robbie Glendinning leads off the top of the third inning. Swings and misses for strike one. Count is no balls and one strike. Video board shows Nate Eaton. Next pitch is called strike two. No balls and two strikes. Glendinning, Means, and Rave. The 3-2 up, 7-8-9 here in the third inning. And the 0-2 pitch misses down and away. Count is one ball and two strikes. Glendinning, while he's only hitting 190, has driven in five runs, and he's reached in all six games he's played this season. The 1-2 pitch comes inside and hits Glendinning. Turned out of the way, but a hit of swings his bat towards the dugout in frustration. And is down to first. That's the Naturals' first base runner of the game. So with Glendinning on first, here's the first baseman, Jake Means. No score here in the third inning. A runner on first and nobody out. Means, the first baseman responsible for the only Naturals home run this season. The first pitch comes inside and misses. A 93-mile-an-hour fastball. And the count is one ball and no strikes. Means, his home run came on Sunday, April the 10th in Springfield. It was a two-run shot in the second inning. Naturals haven't hit one since. The 1-0, in for a strike. One ball and one strike. And we heard from Naturals manager Chris Widger on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse show before the game that, look, it's nothing to be concerned about right now. This isn't a team that's going to hit a lot of home runs. The 1-1 pitch. Fly ball into the air, right center field. Stowers comes in, measures up, and has the ball in straightaway center for the catch. Is the first out of the third inning. So with one gone, Robbie Glendinning still on first. No score here in inning three. The left fielder John Rave steps into bat. And what Chris Winter said was, look, if this were the middle of the season and the Naturals hit one home run across 10 games, hey, you probably wouldn't notice. But because it's the first 10 games, maybe it pops out a little bit. Only double-A team without multiple home runs. Rave, the left-handed hitter, squares to bunt and pulls back. The righty Gowdy misses outside with the ball. Count is 1-0. The Naturals entered today 224 consecutive at-bats without a home run. The longest such streak of consecutive at-bats without a home run last year was just 123. Swing and a miss, and the count's even 1-1. So it hasn't quite been doubled, but it's a lot longer streak than last year. Ready, ninth with the runner on first and one out. The pitch. Called the strike. Fastball at 93 miles an hour on the inner half. Makes the count one ball and two strikes. First of 12 games this season between the Naturals and the Rough Riders. Six here at Riders Field this week. And then six, the final home series of the season for the Naturals. 1-2 pitch is fouled to the left. Gets over the screen into the seating bowl out of play. I'll do it again, 1-2. Well, after Sunday, these two teams won't face each other again until September 13th through 18th. In terms of the final six games of the regular season. So they have each other games 10 to 15 and games 134 to 138. Now 133 to 138. My math is off. 1-2 misses inside. Count evens, two balls and two strikes. Naturals trying to strike first. Every time the Naturals have won this season, they've scored first. The 2-2 pitch. Line drive down the right field line, into the corner, and gone! John Rave gets the Naturals on the scoreboard in the third inning with his first home run of the season. It's a two-run shot, and the Naturals lead this game 2-0 in the third. Just as we were talking about it, the Naturals had gone over 200 at-bats without a home run. And then Rave crushes it down the line. Just in front of the Lazy River. Naturals lead 2-0. Now Michael Garcia bats, the shortstop. Takes the first pitch for a ball. The count is one ball and no strikes. So the Naturals leading 2-0 here in the third inning. Garcia, the right-handed against the right-handed throwing Gowdy. Count is 2-0. The pitch. In for a strike. Two balls and one strike. Two balls, one strike on Garcia. He flied out to right field in the first inning. Batting for the second time today. The pitch. Call the strike. And the count's even. Two balls and two strikes. So 2-2 on Michael Garcia with one out. Base is empty. Naturals leading 2-0 in the third. And the pitch. This is down low. Count is full. Three balls and two strikes. Full count pitch to Michael Garcia. On the way. Bouncing ball hit to the shortstop, Duran. Shuffles to his left. Throw to first is low, but dug out by Blaine Krim. Well, the ball got out of his glove. How about that? It skips towards the outfield. Michael Garcia's on. Naturals have a base runner here with one out. So now Nick Lofton bats, the center fielder. He's a native of Texas. Hails from Corpus Christi. Still have a ways to go if we want to get the Corpus Christi. Frisco, or the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, isn't even the halfway point. Goodness gracious. That'll be a long trip. First pitch to Lofton. This is outside for a ball. Count is 1-0. By the way, that last play was a throwing error charged to the shortstop Ezekiel Duran. So Garcia not credited with a hit. Move over to first. Garcia back in with a dive. First of two pickoff moves for Kevin Gowdy. And look, you got to be careful with Michael Garcia on first. He's stolen four bases in as many attempts this year, including two. Pitch. Misses low for a ball. 2-0 on Nick Lofton. Runner going, pitches down and away. Throw down to second. Garcia slides in ahead of the tag. The ball popped loose from the glove of the second baseman, Foscue. It's a stolen base for Michael Garcia. He's fifth of the season, and the count is three balls and no strikes on Nick Lofton. So 3-0 on Lofton. Runner on second now with only one out. Naturals leading 2-0 here in the third in the pitch. Comes up and in. Watch out, Nick Lofton. That's ball four. It's a four-pitch walk to Lofton. Two runners on with one out. The catcher, Jordan Procession, will come out for a chat with his pitcher. So this third inning began. Robbie Glendinning was hit by a pitch. Here comes the Frisco Rough Riders manager, Jared Gettert. There's a right-hander warming up in the bullpen. Hasn't made the motion out to the bullpen, but he takes the ball from his right-hander, and that'll be it for Kevin Gowdy. He goes 2 1/3 innings, exits with two runners on, and two runs home here in the third. We'll let you know who the new pitcher is when we come back. Stick with us on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Hi, Naturals fans. Have you heard of the newest and nicest airline in Northwest Arkansas, Breeze Airways? If you haven't, listen up. They fly nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to Tampa Bay, San Antonio, and New Orleans. Breeze can save you serious time and money so you can go, see, and do more than ever before. Oh, and they never charge change or cancellation fees. That's pretty nice, huh? Book today at www.flybreeze.com or definitely nice.
For the first time since 2017, the Naturals are at home on the 4th of July, and you won't want to miss the best night of the year. First pitch is set for 6:35 against the Tulsa Drillers, as fans will be treated to the largest fireworks show in all of Northwest Arkansas following the game on Monday, July 4th, thanks to our friends at Walmart. What better way to celebrate Independence Day than a night at the ballpark? To purchase your 4th of July tickets before the game sells out, visit NWANaturals.com.
What's more exciting than a rally-ending double play or a walk-off home run? A day at the Scott Family Amazium. Explore science, technology, engineering, art, and math in the Amazium's 50,000-square-foot exhibit gallery filled with hands-on, interactive experiences for the entire family. Discover, wonder, create, and learn inside and outside the museum. The Amazium ignites the curious, creative kid in everyone. Open every day except Tuesdays. Double your play and make your day amazing with a visit to the Scott Family Amazium in Bentonville. Plan your visit at amazium.org.
Every Friday home game in 2022 is a Fireworks Friday with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Stay late every Friday night and Saturday, September 17th, as the Royals' top prospects aren't the only ones putting on a show you'll never forget. Join the Naturals as the best fireworks show in minor league baseball lights up the Northwest Arkansas night sky with a panoramic view past the outfield fence. To check out the full list of fireworks nights, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
We continue the top of the third inning. Michael Massey, the batter. New pitcher in for the Frisco Rough Riders. His first offering down and inside to Massey. It gets away all the way to the backstop. And both runners move up 90 feet. It'll be the right-hander, Seth Nordlund, native of Mesa, Arizona. First pitch to Massey, misses inside. The wild pitch puts Michael Garcia on third, Nick Lofton on second. Massey batting for the second time today, with the Naturals leading 2-0. The top of the third inning on a Tuesday night in Frisco. Next pitch to Massey. Called the strike on the inner half. One ball and one strike. Kevin Gowdy went 2 1/3 innings, allowed two runs on a hit. Walked one and didn't strike anyone out. Massey grounds it. Foul just outside the first base bag. Krim was playing up the line and almost got a glove on it, but it wouldn't have mattered anyway. Foul ball. Count is now a ball and two strikes. Massey 1-2 the count, with Lofton on second, Garcia in third. Infield plays to pull the shortstop. Duran is shaded up the middle. The pitch. Foul back to the screen. The count Do it again, a ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes the count. The pitch. Foul back. We'll do it again. One ball and two strikes on Massey. Michael Massey, a line drive, snared by the second baseman, Justin Foscue. He's had to reach down into his left a little bit. So with two gone, two runners on here in the third inning, two runs home for the Naturals on the two-run home run from John Rave. Sully Matias is the batter. Swings and misses at the first pitch. Count is no balls and one strike. I feel like I've been telling this to everyone, anyone who will listen, really. I truly do believe that once Sully Matias gets going, the rest of the offense will follow suit. He swings and misses on the count. No balls and two strikes. Two on, two out for Sully Matias. Naturals leading 2-0 in the third. Seth Nordlund trying to strand the two runners in scoring position that he inherited. The pitch misses low, blocked in the dirt by the catcher Procession. And the count now, one ball and two strikes. Nordlund, 24-year-old, Rangers 13th round pick in 2017. Matias skies the 1-2 in the air to the right side. Foul territory. Blaine Krim, a step into the grass of foul territory on the first base side. And he makes the grab to end the top of inning three. Two-run score for the Naturals. On a hit, it was the home run from John Rave. An error, a hit batter, and a walk. But a run scores on a hit, and two runners are left on. So the Naturals lead 2-0 as we go to the bottom of the third.
At Today Cleaners, we'd like to invite you to try out our services and experience professionalism and affordability for yourself. With numerous dry cleaning and laundry options available, we're convinced you'll find the service you need. Today Cleaners now offers free pickup and delivery app on your iPhone or Android to schedule a pickup today. And visit todaycleaners.net or stop by 1250 Market Square Drive in Springdale for more information.
At Beaver Water District, our lineup runs hard every hour of the day, 365 days a year, to supply clean, safe drinking water to Northwest Arkansas.
Nice catch.
While our defense works to protect our drinking water source, Beaver Lake.
Sweet.
The team at Beaver Water District supports the high quality of life and growth here in Northwest Arkansas, and we are proud to say, go Naturals.
Oh, I don't feel so good.
Honey, I know it's dollar hot dog night, but that doesn't mean you should eat 12 of them.
I love a good value, and I love hot dogs.
You want value? Check out Unify Financial Credit Union. Not only do they have free checking and competitive loan rates, but they have locations in Bentonville, Rogers, Springdale, Fayetteville, and Siloam Springs.
Unify Financial Credit Union, serving Northwest Arkansas. For more information, visit unifyfcu.com or phone 877-254-9328. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
And Unify won't hurt your sensitive tummy.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Welcome back to Riders Field in Frisco. Bottom of the third inning, and the Naturals lead the Riders 2-0. Alec Marsh starts the number nine hitter, Kevin Strom, off of the ball inside. 1-0, it's Strom, J.P. Martinez, and Ezekiel Duran, 9-1-2. The 1-0 is chopped foul up the left side into the stands. It bounces back into the left field grass. Count is even 1-1. Alec Marsh right now sits at 29 pitches, so about to deliver his 30th. Two innings. Right on right matchup. with the Frisco designated hitter. The 1-1 pitch misses for a ball. And it's two balls and a strike. The lights are full effect here at Rider. Don't see the sun poking out anywhere. 2-1 pitch. Misses for a ball. The count's three balls and a strike. Marsh struck out three in the second inning. Allowed a double to Josh Stowers in the middle. 3-1 pitch. Misses down and in. That's ball four. So Kellen Strom draws a leadoff walk here to begin the third inning. And the Rough Riders have a runner on first with nobody out. We head back to the top of the order. It's the center fielder, J.P. Martinez. Grounded out to begin the bottom of the first inning. Hits with a runner on and nobody out here in the bottom of the third. First pitch is lined through the left side in the 5-6 hole between Garcia and Eaton and into left field for a base hit. So Strom up to second with Martinez now on first, his first hit of the day, and the Riders are threatening. Two on with nobody out. All of a sudden, the go-ahead run comes to the plate here in the third inning. First pitch, misses high for ball one. Marsh behind Ezekiel Duran, a ball and no strikes. Duran flied out to center field in the first, batting for the second time today. Marsh kicks the pitch. Swinging a foul ball, tapped back to the backstop. Count is even, one ball and one strike. The Naturals and Rough Riders have faced each other 155 times since the Naturals joined the league in 2008. Naturals and Frisco were 500 when playing in Springdale. But the Riders have the winning record here in Frisco. 1-1 pitches popped right up the first baseline. Infield fly rule is called by the first base umpire, Alex Nash. First baseman Jake Means catches the ball. That's the first out. Although even if he hadn't caught it, it still would have been an out. So Ezekiel Duran pops up into an infield fly with one out. Still two runners on. It's the first baseman, Blaine Krim. First pitch called a strike on the inner half. Count is no balls and one strike. Krim singled, first pitch swinging in the bottom of the first inning, but he was stranded there to end the frame. Next pitch is fouled back to the screen. Krim loses out of his hands and bounces off the backstop padding. As the bat boy is trying to walk away with Blaine Krim's bat, he just throws it to him. Look, if you're the bat boy, you got to be paying attention to the game. Well, the bat hit off the backstop padding. Batter on deck, Dustin Harris picked it up, headed to the bat boy to go hand it back to the batter, and the bat boy started running off with it towards the dugout. 0-2 on Blaine Krim, and the pitch from Marsh. Outside, misses. One ball and two strikes. Blaine Krim's like, hey, I need that. Come back here. Marsh, check back at second, and the 1-2. Bouncy ball hit to the third baseman, Eaton. Goes to second for one. Massey on to first, a double play. 5-4-3, Taylor made. Alec Marsh works out of a pair of early runners on to force out J.P. Martinez at second. Get Blaine Krim out at first. That's how the third inning comes to an end. No runs on a hit, no errors, and a runner left on. The Naturals hold a 2-0 lead as we head to the fourth.
Hey, Naturals fans, Walmart is a proud sponsor of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. From the beginning, Walmart has had its roots in our community. For more than 50 years, from around the neighborhood to around the world, Walmart has helped people save money so they can live better. Summertime has always meant games at the ballpark or play-by-play on the radio, gathering with family and friends, and sharing a meal or a snack with the ball game on in the background. So sit back and enjoy the game, and feel free to stop by Walmart if you need anything. Let's go Naturals. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Attending a Northwest Arkansas Naturals game at Arvest Ballpark is even more fun in a group of family and friends. Special group ticket rates are available for groups of 11 or more at each Naturals home game. Consider our home plate party deck for 30 to 100 people, or the Bud Light home run porch for groups of 40 or more. But let's be real, nothing beats a Naturals game in a suite. For groups of to reserve a group outing or suite rental for a game this summer, visit nwanaturals.com. Naturals
baseball. Whether you're remodeling, landscaping, or building a new home, Midwest Block and Brick has what you need. From fire pit kits, driveways and sidewalks, and amazing outdoor entertainment areas, we have you covered. Visit our website, MidwestBlock.com, to create your own building ideas, and then let Midwest Block and Brick provide the finishing touches on your unique and modern landscape project. Come see us at 1589 Electric Avenue in Springdale. We're gearing up for springtime and summer so we can accommodate any new project or remodel. Midwest Block and Brick. Made in America since 1948.
This is Sebastian Rivera, and you're listening to the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Bethers.
On to the fourth inning from Frisco, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals up 2-0 over the Frisco Rough Riders. Sebastian Rivera leads off the top of the fourth inning. It's Rivera, Nate Eaton, and Robbie Glendinning, 5, 6, and 7 in the Northwest Arkansas Naturals order. First pitch from the right-hander, Seth Nordlund, misses for a ball to Rivera. Count is 1-0. It's a right-on-right matchup. It'll be three straight to begin the inning. And the pitch, swing and a miss. Count now even, 1-1. Nordlund took over for Kevin Gowdy in the third inning and got the final two outs. He's back out here in the fourth. The 1-1. Call the strike. Count is 1-2. Rivera, he flied out to shallow right field to the first baseman, Blaine Krim, for the second out of the second inning. The 1-2. Misses down and away. Count is even, 2-2. Rivera's reached base in his last four games. Deep breath, kick in the pitch. Bouncing ball, tap, foul. Into the hands of the Naturals skipper, third base coach Chris Widger. Will do it again. 2-2. Still has pretty good hands over there at first. And, naturally a catcher. Widger spent parts of 10 seasons in the big leagues. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 92. Ties Rivera up and in. And there's one gone. First strikeout of the game for Naturals hitters. That's the third baseman, Nate Eaton. Eaton, the right-handed hitter, fouls the first pitch back to the screen. Count is 0-1. He flied out to shallow right field to the second baseman, Justin Foscue, to end the second inning. Hitting for the second time today, so he's 0-1. Looking to reach base for the ninth straight game to start the season. Looks at a called strike two. And quickly, the count, 0-2. Eaton right back in there, ready to hit. The 0-2 pitch. Little line drive, floated into right field. It's going to sink into the glove of the right fielder, Stowers, ranging to his left. For the second out. So four in a row set down by Nordlund since he took over in the third inning. Naturals leading 2-0 here in the fourth. Now it's the designated hitter, the Australian Robbie Glendinning. The first pitch. This is inside to Glendinning. Count is 1-0. Robbie, the designated hitter. Again, it's the same defensive alignment that we saw on opening day for the Naturals, just a slightly adjusted batting order. Next pitch is called the strike. 1-1. Glendinney was the designated hitter on opening night. The only difference with tonight's lineup from then, he and Nate Eaton flip-flopped 6-7 in the order. Foul ball trickles off to the right. And it counts 1-2. Two outs, the base is empty here in the fourth inning. And Glendinning has reached in all seven games now that he's played in. He was hit by a pitch to begin the third and came around to score on the John Rave home run. Seth Nordlund peers in for the sign, has it. Comes set at the belt. Kicks in the 1-2. Ball is high. Glendinning checked his swing, but in plenty of time. Barely went around. Count is even 2-2. Finished second on the Hickory Crawdads in innings pitched last year, did Nordlund, as Glendinning skies into the air down the right side. Blaine Krim watches helplessly as it lands on the roof of the visiting dugout. The first base side, and bounces into the hands of a Kansas City Royals fan. Sitting in the, that's about six rows back, he tosses it to a young boy sitting in the section to his right. We'll do it again, the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes on Robbie Glendinning. Right on right matchup, the pitch. This is down and away. Didn't miss off the plate by much. The count is full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nordlund on Glendinning. Bases empty with 2 outs. The payoff pitch. Down and away. That's ball 4. Nordlund and the catcher procession were both headed for the dugout because they were positive that was strike 3. Glendinning checked his swing, but again, he held up in time. So now it's the first baseman, Jake Means, flat out to right field for the first out in the third inning. He hits with a runner on and 2 outs. The first pitch to Means, called a strike. Counts no balls and 1 strike. And Nordlund, coming off of Tommy John surgery last season, went 3-5 over 20 games, 11 starts. Tommy John's always a tough one to come back from. Pitch misses in the dirt away, kicks off to the right. Procession has to go into the pit, and that allows Robbie Glendinning to take second base on the wild pitch. The count even, 1 ball and 1 strike. Runner on second, the pitch. Misses low. 2 balls and a strike. In other words, what I thought was a wild pitch in the third inning actually was ruled a passed ball on Jordan Procession, his first of the year. So that was the game's first wild pitch. 2 balls and a strike. Here's the pitch to Jake Means. Ground ball hits softly to the shortstop, Duran. Comes in a couple of steps, makes a strong throw over to first to beat Means in plenty of time. And that'll end the top of the fourth inning. Naturals put a runner on with a 2-out walk to Robbie Glendinning, but failed to score. No runs, no hits, no errors, and a runner left on. We go to the bottom of inning 4, Naturals leading 2-0.
Sophia and Chris Garcia came to Arvest Bank looking to get a home loan. Let's hear what happens.
Chris and Sophia, thanks for choosing me as your lender in the Arvest Home for Me app. And now...
There's more paperwork to do.
Nope, I got the info you sent through the app. And now...
We wait to hear from someone at your main office.
No. Now you're pre-qualified and ready to find your new home.
Wow.
And I'll be with you every step of the way.
That's...
helpful.
Very helpful.
Home loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help. Equal housing lender.
Feels good as we stand on the shore, but our hearts are still jumping. Grab another Coke and let's dive in. So we can feel forever, yeah, feel. Together be real, together and no one can stop me when I taste the feeling.
Coca-Cola, it's a cap-twisting, bubbles-fizzing, refreshing-sipping, moment-stopping, nothing-topping this feeling. So grab a Coke today and taste the feeling.
Hi, I'm Matt Mauby with Professional Business Systems. Back in 1986, we started providing Northwest Arkansas with the finest in office technology. A lot has changed since then. Over the years, we've adapted to offer the latest cutting-edge business solutions. But one thing that hasn't changed, we still guarantee a four-hour response time to every call. If you're ready to take your business to the next level and experience service you can trust, call Professional Business Systems at 636-0001 or find us online at pbsteam.com.
This is Alec Marsh for the Naturals, and you're tuned into the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network. Now, let's head back to the ballpark.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Alec Marsh starts Dustin Harris off with a breaking ball below the zone. Count is one ball and no balls and a strike, I beg your pardon, as Harris swings and misses. No balls and a strike in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Quickly 0-2 the count. Oh, and two on Harris. 4, 5, and 6 to up for Frisco. And the pitch misses down and away. One ball and two strikes. Dustin Harris, the left-handed hitter, followed by the right-handed hitting Justin Foscue and the right-handed hitting right fielder Josh Stowers. No outs. The Naturals leading 2-0 in the fourth. And the pitch from Marsh. Bouncing ball hit up the middle. The second baseman Massey to his right fields it. Between first and second base, kind of close to the second base bag. Sidearm throw to first. In and out of the glove of the first baseman Means. Wait to see how that one's ruled. I could see it being an error on the second baseman Massey. We'll wait and see. So with Harris on first, Justin Foscue will bat. Foscue, the second baseman, struck out swinging to begin the second. He hits for the second time today. First pitch from Marsh. Misses outside, off the glove of Rivera to the backstop. That's an easy 90 feet for Harris to second base. I think that's a wild pitch, but I could see them giving that a passed ball because it wasn't that far outside. Hit off the glove of Rivera. Dustin Harris was given a single, by the way, so he's on first base as a single, and then moves up to second. 1-0 on Foscue. No outs in the fourth inning. Naturals leading 2-0. The pitch misses up and in. Two balls and no strikes. Was given a wild pitch. Two balls and no strikes. Marsh checked back at second. Kicks in the pitch. Sky to the air to right field. Sula Matias measuring up. Charges in and makes the grab. Runner on second. Harris bluffs and heads back to the bag. Hey, you're not going to test the arm of Sully Matias. That's the last person in the league whose arm you want to test. There's one gone for Josh Stowers. This amazing day in baseball history is brought to you by the Scott Family Amazium. Make your best play with the Amazium's interactive experiences designed to inspire curious, creative play. We're going to go back to 2010. April the 19th, 2010, for the Northwest. Josh Stowers, the batter, right-handed hitting right fielder. First pitch, a swing and a miss for strike one. So on April the 19th, 2010, the Naturals edged out the Corpus Christi Hooks 6-4 in 10 innings at Whataburger Field. Naturals led 2-0 after the second inning and then entered the ninth inning down a run. Had to tie it in force extra innings. Next pitch to Stowers, misses. And the count's even 1-1. Manny Pena doubled home Johnny Giovitella to tie the game. Score was 4-4, forced extra innings. Naturals first base coach Derek Robinson, or then outfielder, now first base coach Derek Robinson, he tripled home Paulo Orlando and then scored on a Johnny Giovitella sack fly to put the Naturals up 6-4 in the 10th inning. Ben Swaggerty pitched the final 3 1/3 to earn the win. 1-1 to Stowers. Swing and a miss. Count is one ball and two strikes. Again, that's this amazing day in baseball history thanks to the Scott Family Amazium. Runner on second and one out. Marsh has the sign, kicks and the pitch. Fly ball lifted into center field. Sends Nick Lofton to his right, into left center field. He calls off the left fielder Raven, makes the catch in front of him, deep in left center field. For the second out. And Nick Lofton, he's certainly looking good in center field. Not that we anticipated any issues. He's very athletic. One, two away for Jonathan Ornelas, the third baseman. Ornelas bats, a runner on second and two outs. That's Dustin Harris. Naturals leading 2-0. The first pitch, called a strike, 0-1. Ornelas was the second of three strikeouts for Alec Marsh, both in the second inning and this game. Right-handed hitting third baseman has reached in the last six games with hits in his last two. Next pitch misses high and outside. And the count is back. Ornelas, a native of Peoria, Arizona. Third round pick by the Rangers in 2018. And the pitch. Big swing and a miss. Chases the ball down and away. And the count is 1-2. One ball and two strikes, the count. Alec Marsh has the sign looking to send this game to the fifth. Kicks and delivers. 1-2. Swing and a miss at a ball that dives down and away. The slider fools Ornelas. He's down swinging for the second time today. That's the third out of the fourth inning. Riders are once again held off the scoreboard. No runs on a hit, no errors, and a runner left on. We go to the fifth. The Naturals lead the Rough Riders. Our score, 2-0.
John's Quality Roofing has been installing and repairing roofs in the Northwest Arkansas area for over 20 years, offering free roofing repair inspections and insurance assistance. When you contact John's, a member of their team will visit your home and do their best to assess your roof and give you the best advice for your specific needs. John's Quality Roofing, your local Northwest Arkansas roofing contractor, serving you since 1999. For more information or to set up an appointment, visit www.johnsqualityroofing.com today.
When quality, value, and energy savings matter most, you need to choose Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Our award-winning, made-in-America, double and triple-pane replacement windows and industry-leading warranties make Window World the number one choice for your next home remodel. Plus, we also offer the best entry doors, patio doors, vinyl siding, and guttering for your home. Truly making us the brand you can trust. Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Call today for a free in-home estimate.
We won't be beat.
Pleasant Tire Service is the low-price leader on tires. We have a huge selection in stock and ready to install now. Plus, we offer unbeatable service, including our four tires, one-hour guarantee. On top of that, our Pleasant Tire Service card and no-credit-needed financing options can make the purchase easy on your budget. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontytown, and Silom Springs. .com. The best service, the biggest selection, and the lowest price. That's Pleasant Tire Service.
This is outfielder John Rave, and I'm coming to bat. You're locked in to Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
We go to the fifth from Riders Field in Frisco. The Naturals lead the Frisco Rough Riders 2-0. First pitch to John Rave. Misses outside for a ball. Count is 1-0. Rave, his last time up in the third inning, hit a two-run home run to right field. Those are the only runs so far in this game. Next pitch, misses outside. And it's 2-0. Rave, Michael Garcia, and Nick Lofton, 9-1-2 in the Northwest Arkansas order. The pitch floats in for a ball. Missed a tad outside. And now it's 3-0. Maybe Rave a chance to get on base with a walk. Here to begin the fifth inning. Naturals leading 2-0. And the pitch is called a strike. 3-1. Three-one pitch. Misses inside for 4. So John Rave draws a leadoff walk. On base for the second time today. That'll send us back to the top of the order. For the shortstop, Michael Garcia. Garcia flied out to right field in the first inning. Reached on an error but was stranded on third base in the third. 1st pitch is lined foul towards the sweet level. bounces off the facade of the suites, back down about halfway into the seating bowl. And the count is no balls and one strike. Gosseria hits with a runner on first. Nobody out. Naturals leading 2-0 here in inning five. Sesh called a strike. Quickly the count, no balls and two strikes. No balls and two strikes on Michael Garcia. John Rave, 2-for-2 in stolen base attempts this season, leading from first. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Garcia fooled by the off speed. He's down on strikes. For the second strikeout for Nordland. First out here in the fifth inning. That'll bring the lineup to Nick Lofton, now the batter. Smells, but at least the smell that's wafting into the visiting radio booth is that of glazed nuts. Like, you know, the sweet roasted honey glazed nuts. First pitch to Lofton, misses for a ball. Count is one ball and no strikes. He grounded out in the first inning, then walked in the third. So the box score reads him 0-for-1 today, but he's reached base. Some kids playing catch in the outfield. Berman left field, and their ball got loose. The left fielder, Harris, has to run over and flip it up to them. One and 0 on Lofton. Again, a native of Texas. He hails from Corpus Christi. Back in his home state, the 1-0 pitch. Check swing and a ball down and away. And he held up. No, he didn't. Appeal to the first base umpire, Alex Nash, says he went around. Count is even 1-1. Lofton had Sunday off. 1-1 pitch. Line drive down the right field line. That'll hook foul and land in the Naturals' bullpen. Count is 1-2. I haven't gotten a good sense of how the players feel, but I do like the configurations of the bullpens here at Riders Field. Kind of unique. It's literally tucked into the stands. Like, just nestled into the stands. It's incredible. Move over to first. John Rave back in with a dive on the pickoff attempt. Probably 10 rows of seats past the sidewall down the right side. Then the bullpen. And then the concourse is behind the bullpen. So you're surrounded by fans on three sides. 1-2 pitch. Runner going, bouncing ball tapped foul into the hands of the Naturals skipper, Chris Widger. We'll do it again, 1-2 the count. The runner on first, one out. Naturals leading 2-0 here in the fifth. Now, this is both sides. Yeah, there's two and a half sections in front of the bullpen, and there's probably eight rows of anywhere between 4 and 5 seats on the home plate side of the bullpen. 1-2 pitch. This is outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Now, I don't know how that worked during COVID times. Doesn't exactly seem COVID safe, perhaps. But really cool for the fans. I mean, they can get right up next to the players and talk with them. 2-2 is skied in the air to center field. Martinez drifts a bit to his right and makes the catch in straightaway center. Here's the second out. Don't make the box store mistake and buy a mower from somewhere that has no service, no repair shop, and no parts. Visit Straits Lawn and Garden today and see the largest selection of Gravely mowers. That's Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale. Runner on first and two outs for Michael Massey. The left-handed hitting second baseman takes ball one high. Up and in. And the count, one ball and no strikes. Massey was the first batter that Seth Nordland faced in the third inning. This is his 10th of the evening. 1-0. This is down and in. 2 balls and no strikes to Michael Massey. And so the fans, there's a walkway going back to the bullpen. There's a row of chairs at the front of the bullpen. And there's a walkway so that fans can literally lean up against the bullpen. The ball is lined foul into the seating bowl. Ricochets back down to the front of the seats. Count is 2-1. Nordland shakes off his catch procession once. Now has the side. Kicks in the 2-1. Misses down and in. Procession loses it briefly off to his left, but not far enough away for Rave to move off of first. And the count now 3-1. In fact, I see a fan in front of the Naturals bullpen in the right field corner. Just leaning up against the chain link fence, having a chat with one of the Naturals relievers. Who is that? I want to say that's Jonah DePota. They're all bundled up in their jackets, though. Kind of hard to tell them apart. Pickoff move to first. Rave back in with the dive. Infield is played to pull for Frisco with the shortstop, Duran, shaded up the middle. Step in from the outfield grass. 3-1 to Massey's guide high in the air out to straightaway center field. Martinez tracks a couple of steps to his left, and the Frisco center fielder reaches up to make the catch. That ends the top of the fifth inning. Naturals get a leadoff walk from John Rave, nothing else doing. No runs, no hits, no errors, and a runner left on. Halfway through tonight's ballgame, after 4.5, the Naturals lead the Rough Riders 2-0.
Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale has a Gravely mower for you. Wide price range, lots of nice features, and made in the USA. Don't make the box store mistake where you have no service or repair parts after the sale. Buy from a reputable dealer who has parts and service after the sale and will take care of all of your mowing needs. That's Straits Lawn and Garden, Springdale.
Enjoy the ultimate in pricing and flexibility with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Flex Pack. Our most popular mini pack provides you 30 discounted and undated vouchers to sit in your preferred seating area. Best of all, you can use them all at once or any combination of games throughout the year on the day of the game to exchange those vouchers, and you'll get the best available seats in your chosen seating area. It's that easy. To lock in your Naturals Flex Pack, visit nwanaturals.com.
You know, fans, Tyson Foods and the Naturals have a lot in common. For starters, we've both got a pretty great team, and we've got some heavy hitters in our lineup. Some members of our starting lineup are Tyson Chicken, Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, Hillshire Farm, State Fair, and Wright Brand Bacon. And just like the Naturals, we're proud to call Springdale our home. Check out our whole roster and get to know us better at TysonFoods.com.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Halfway home, the Naturals lead the Rough Riders 2-0 on a Tuesday night at Riders Field. Time now to take a look around the Texas League with our out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Walmart. Save money, live better. Alec Marsh, his first pitch to the catcher Jordan Procession, misses for a ball. Count is 1-0. One game the Texas League already complete today. Three others outside of this one currently in progress. 1-0, called a strike. Count is 1-1. It's Jordan Procession, Kellen Strom, and J.P. Martinez. 8-9-1 for the Rough Riders here against Alec Marsh, who struck out 4-4 scoreless. The pitch. Called a ball. A check swing appealed to first, or to third. Ben Engstrom says Procession didn't go around. Counts 2-1. There was a slugfest out in Amarillo today. Oh, my goodness. Bouncing ball hit up the middle, underneath Marsh's glove. Garcia has it in shallow center field behind second base. His throw to first bounces a few times on its way to Jake Means. Jordan Procession is aboard with a leadoff single. Now here's Kellen Strom. So Amarillo beat San Antonio 19-10. Yeah. 29 combined hits, 29 combined runs, 31 combined hits, and scored by Amarillo in the bottom of the 8th inning. A 10-run 8th inning. And those 10 runs, the difference in the game, and then some. First pitch to Jordan Procession, swing and a miss for strike one. Or to Kellen Strom, I beg your pardon. Video board says Jordan Procession still. Just looked up and said it out of instinct. Kellen Strom walked to begin the third, but was stranded on second base to end the inning. A one pitch misses down and away. One ball and one strike. So, yeah. 10-run, 8th inning. Amarillo was losing 10-9 going into the 8th, and then they said, you know what, we're going to score 10 runs. Goodness gracious. San Antonio having a whale of a time right now. Oh, no. One misses down and away. Two balls and a strike. 10 runs. Oh, my goodness. Charge to former Natural Nolan Watson in his third appearance for the San Antonio Missions. The pitch. High for a ball. 3 balls and 1 strike. 10 runs on 7 hits, a walk, and 2 hit batters. So all 10 runners that he allowed to reach base came around to score. 3-1 pitch, misses down low for ball 4. So Jordan Procession moves up to second. Kellen Strom draws a walk and is now on first base. 2-1, nobody out here in the bottom of the 5th inning. Naturals leading 2-0. For the top of the order, J.P. Martinez. So that's the final. A couple games in progress. Tulsa leads Springfield 2-1 in the top of the 5th inning from Hammonds Field in Springfield. Corpus Christi hosting the Arkansas Travelers. Travs up 2-1 over the Hooks. That game in the bottom of the 4th. And the Wichita Wind Surge hosting the Midland Rockhounds at Riverfront Stadium. The Surge up 3-0. That game headed to the bottom of the 3rd. First pitch to J.P. Martinez is a ball. Alec Marsh kicks, and the 1-0. Misses. 2 balls and no strikes. So now Marsh struggling with control a little bit. I wouldn't be surprised if Derek Lewis was up out of the dugout soon for a visit, although here comes the catcher, Sebastian Rivero. Marsh a little bit. Two of them can get on the same page. And so Frisco leading Midland in the 3rd. Travs up over the Hooks in the 4th. Drillers lead the Cardinals 2-1 in the 5th, and then the Sod Poodles beat the Missions 19-10. Day baseball in Amarillo. That's our out-of-town scoreboard update from Walmart. 2-0 on J.P. Martinez. Marsh kicks in the pitch. Foul back to the screen. The count's 2 balls and 1 strike. Martinez, the leadoff hitter, left-handed hitting center fielder, grounded out in the 1st inning, singled in the 3rd, but was erased on a double play ball. Marsh kicks the 2-1. High for ball 3. 3 balls and 1 strike. Right-hander starting to throw in the Naturals' bullpen. It's the tall Zach Hockey beginning to warm up in the right field stands. 3-1 pitch. Swinging a foul that catches the umpire, Jacob Bruner. Kicks off to the left. Count is full 3-2. Sebastian Rivero putting his hand on Bruner's shoulder to make sure he's okay. Ben Engstrom, the third base umpire, was for a moment jogging in to check on his crew chief. But Bruner appears to be all right. We'll get back to action. 3 balls and 2 strikes on J.P. Martinez. No outs here in the bottom of the 5th with 2 runners on and the Naturals leading 2-0. Marsh kicks and delivers. Hamus is high for ball 4. Back-to-back walks. 3 straight reach for the Naturals. That'll load the bases. And here comes a visit to the mound for the Naturals pitching coach, Derek Lewis. Find out why banking customers love the Arvest Go mobile banking app from Arvest Bank. Visit arvest.com/go for more details. Lewis talking things over on the mound with Marsh and the catcher Sebastian Rivero. As we stand here in the 5th inning, the Naturals 2 runs on just 1 hit. That home run from John Rave in the 3rd inning. Frisco no runs on 5 hits with 1 error. Naturals have drawn 3 walks. A batter hit by a pitch, reached on an error. It's 5 hits for Frisco. Alec Marsh has also issued 3 walks. He's just stranded every runner on so far. Bases loaded with nobody out. Ezekiel Duran bats and takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. I would think the leash on Marsh isn't that much longer. Hockey has been warming up for a little while now. He's getting ready towards being ready to go as the pitch is fouled off to the right. Gets out of play over the sweet level. The count is even, 1 ball and 1 strike. I will tell you, I love the architecture here at Riders Field. sent my mom a picture. She said, it reminds me of the East Coast. She grew up in Massachusetts. 1-1 pitch. It's lofted to the right, to the back of the seating bowl. Foul. The count is 1-2. To me, the architecture does remind me a little bit of Surprise Stadium, the spring training home that the Royals and the Rangers share in Arizona. 1-2 pitch. Line drive, right field, that drops in for a base hit. Procession scores from third. Everyone else moves up 90 feet. And the Riders are within a run. It's 2-1 here in the fifth inning. And Chris Widger is up out of the Naturals dugout. That'll be the end of the day for Alec Marsh. So Marsh allows the first four batters of the fifth inning to reach and a run to come home. Zach Cockey's coming in for the Naturals. We'll tell you more about Zach when we come back. Bases loaded to the bottom of the fifth. Natural to Northwest Arkansas. We'll be back after this.
The Northwest Arkansas National Airport proudly offers nonstop routes to 24 destinations with 6 different airlines to choose from. From Los Angeles to New York City, XNA can get you there. So when you're starting to plan your next vacation destination or getting ready to book your business trip, go to flyxna.com for more information on flight options. And remember, to fly safe, fly local, fly XNA.
Golf USA Fayetteville is as golf as it gets. From beginner to PGA Tour member, Golf USA has the experienced staff and the largest selection of the biggest names in golf to help you play better. We offer certified custom club fitting for brands like Callaway, Titleist, Mizuno, and more. And we have huge apparel selections from Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Travis Matthew. Swing by the store at 3184 North College in Fayetteville. Golf USA is your natural choice for golf in Northwest Arkansas.
In the mood for fun, winning, excitement? It's time to go where everybody goes. Indigo Sky Casino. Delicious food, live entertainment, and fun bars. A large, spacious gaming floor full of your favorite games and everybody's favorite, bingo. Come play in a safe, clean, exciting atmosphere. Come play and stay at Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
This is pitcher Zach Hockey, and I'm taking the mound. You're tuned in to Northwest Arkansas Natural Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Back at the ballpark, the Naturals lead the Riders 2-1 here at the bottom of the fifth inning, and Zach Hockey comes in a little bit of a tough situation to find yourself in if you're a relief pitcher. The Naturals lead the Rough Riders. 2 batters of the fifth inning reach. Jordan Procession singled. Kellen Strom and J.P. Martinez walked. Ezekiel Duran a single off of Alec Marsh. So Blaine Crim bats against Zach Hockey, the tall right-hander. First pitch is skied deep in the air to center field. Should be deep enough to get the run, and Nick Lofton backpedals and makes the catch. All three runners tag up and move 90 feet closer. The sacrifice fly from Blaine Crim ties this game at 2-2 in the fifth. So Kellen Strom scores from third, Martinez to third, and Duran to second. There's the first out here in the fifth inning. So Alec Marsh, he goes 4-plus innings. He allowed a run on 6 hits with 3 walks and 4 strikeouts, but he's responsible for all 3 runners that he left on, so now 2 runs have come in under his watch, a possibility of 4, depending on how many inherited runners Hockey allows to cross the plate. First pitch to Dustin Harris, the left fielder, is grounded foul to the right. Count is no balls and 1 strike. Zach Hockey, it's his third appearance of the season. Through 5 innings, he's allowed 7 runs and 8 hits with 2 walks and a strikeout. We last saw him pitch an inning on Thursday against Wichita. 0-1 pitches a line drive into right field. Sully Matias into a slide. The ball bounces in and out of his glove. The runner from third, Martinez, scores. Ezekiel Duran goes second to third. It's an RBI single for Dustin Harris. And the Frisco Rough Riders all of a sudden lead this game 3-2. Runners on the corners. Duran on third with Harris on first. I think that is going to be ruled a single, but I can see a world where it's scored an error because certainly Matias went into a slide, like feet first slide, and the ball was in his glove and popped out. First pitch to Justin Foscue from. It is a single, so the Riders lead 3-2, with Ezekiel Duran on third, Dustin Harris on first, and one out here in the fifth. 0-1 pitch to Foscue, misses outside. One ball and one strike. Justin Foscue activated from the injured list today by Frisco. He's 0-2 to start his season. His first game of the year. Struck out in the second. Fly to right in the fourth. Hockey has the side. Kicks and delivers. 1-1 misses low. And it's two balls and a strike. First round pick by the Texas Rangers in 2020, 14th overall out of Mississippi State. 2-1 pitch, popped foul to the right, heads for one of the sweets down the right side. Count is even 2-2. So a pair of SEC alums facing off. Hockey selected out of the University of Kentucky. Kicks in the pitch. 2-2. Line down the right side. That'll land foul. Just a few feet up against the sidewall down the right side. And we'll keep it even. Two balls and two strikes. Hockey's 6'4", the right-hander. He was the Royals' sixth-round pick in 2018, I mentioned, out of Kentucky. And the 2-2 pitch. Fastball, 95 miles an hour, comes inside and misses. And the count is full. Three balls and two strikes on Justin Foscue. First base is open with one out here in the fifth. Three runs home. Actually, second base is open. There's a runner on first. I beg your pardon. That's Dustin Harris. Harris off for second. The 3-2 is lined into left field. John Rave leaps up. Runner from third. Duran tags up and comes home to score. Well, Harris has to head back to first base. Another sacrifice fly. Plates a run for Frisco. And it's 4-2 Riders here in the fifth. So the line can close on Alec Marsh. All four runs scored this inning can be charged to him. So the final line for Marsh, four innings, four runs on six hits with three walks. Hockey allows all three runners he inherited to score. Those are the first runners he's inherited this season. Here's Josh Stowers, the right fielder. Bats with Dustin Harris on first and two outs. Runner going, pitches inside, throw down to second, sails into center field. McLaughlin gets to it quickly, so Dustin Harris is forced to get just 90 feet. Count is 1-0. I mean, Sebastian Rivero just overshot the second baseman, Michael Massey, sailed it into center field. Might have been aided by the fact that Dustin Harris slipped after he slid into second and popped up, so he wasn't able to go to third, really by his own doing. 1-0 to Stowers. Misses outside. Two balls and no strikes. Stowers doubled in the second inning, flied out to center in the fourth, so he's 0-2, or he's 1-2 today. 2-0 the count. Hockey on Stowers. Right on right matchup and the pitch. Fly to the right, foul and out of play. The count is 2-1. Baseball America says Zach Hockey is the 27th ranked prospect in the Royals system. Hockey spent all of last year with Quad Cities, though he did miss some time with injury, made up those innings in the Arizona Fall League with the surprise Saguaros. Check back at second, being in a miss. count is even. Two balls and two strikes on Stowers. The eighth man to hit the sitting for Frisco. Four runs have crossed. Jordan Procession singled. Kellen Strom and J.P. Martinez walked. Ezekiel Duran singled. All four of them have scored. On Duran's single, Blaine Krim sack fly. A Dustin Harris single. And Justin Foskew sack fly. Two twos popped up behind home plate. Sebastian Rivero tossed his mask and chased it, but it lands three quarters of the way up the CD Bowl behind home plate. Count is even, two balls and two strikes. Two balls and two strikes with two outs. Riders leading the Naturals 4-2 here in the bottom of inning five. With a runner on second, Hockey checks back, kicks and delivers. This is outside. Three balls and two strikes. Hockey, originally a native of Illinois, born in Belleville, with the hometown of Breeze. Kicks the 3-2 to Stowers. Fly ball just to our right. Bounces off the roof of the press box. Back down, it goes into the CD Bowl. The count is full. Three balls and two strikes. Three balls and two strikes. Hockey again, the payoff pitch. Kicks it on the way. Down and away misses for ball four. So Josh Stowers draws a two-out walk. Runners now on first and second. Near the bottom of the fifth inning with four runs home. Here's the ninth man to hit, Jonathan Ornelas. Arvest Bank helps you find the right credit card. From Arvest Flex Rewards cards that earn points to Arvest True Rate cards with money-saving low interest rates. Apply today at arvest.com/credit cards. Member FDIC, credit cards subject to approval. First pitch in the air down the right side. Jake Means, the first baseman, camps under it in foul territory. That'll end the fifth inning, but the Rough Riders send all nine men to the plate and score four runs on three hits. A trio of walks and two sacrifice flies. So four runs on three hits. No errors and two runners left on. It's 4-2 Rough Riders. After five, we go to the sixth from Frisco.
What if there were a university where you earned a diploma and a resume? A career-minded university where you were empowered to learn, to lead, and to make a difference. A university whose tuition made it not just affordable, but the most affordable four-year campus in Arkansas. What if, right? Turns out, that university exists just down the hill in Fort Smith. The University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride.
Don't miss out on all of the food and drink specials at Arvest Ballpark during the 2022 season of Naturals Baseball. Enjoy Johnsonville Buck of Rot every Tuesday night home game, $1.50 barbecue sliders on Wednesdays, Thirsty Thursdays feature $2 beers, $2 peanuts, $1 sodas, and $1 Farm Rich mozzarella sticks. And of course, enjoy happy hour specials during our bullpen parties before the game on Friday and Saturday nights. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
Getting good grades? Crushed it. Robotics competitions? It's either first place or no place. Challenges? They come easy to me. I've faced them, conquered them, then prepared for the next one. But it's time for the next big challenge, the one that sets a tone for my life. It's time to get world-class training, technical skills, and the know-how to be prepared for a lifelong career. It starts by serving close to home with the Air National Guard. Visit GoANG.com or call 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Top of the sixth inning from Riders Field in Frisco. Frisco four runs in the fifth inning, and the Rough Riders lead the Naturals 4-2. Tyler Thomas takes over on the mound, the left-hander. After Seth Nordlund goes 2 2/3 innings scoreless, walks two, and strikes out two as well. It'll be 4-5-6 for the Naturals. Sully Matias starts off. And it looks at ball one. Count is one ball and no strikes. Sully Matias, Sebastian Rivero, and Nate Eaton. Here in the sixth inning with the Naturals trailing by two. Pitches fouled back to the screen. And the count's 1-1. But Tyler Thomas, the left-hander, has the sign. Kicks and delivers. Called the strike. Count is 1-2. Sully Matias 0-2 today. Grounded out the second, popped out the third. Thomas kicks and the pitch. Called strike three. Sully Matias frozen for the first out of the sixth inning. There's one gone here in inning six. Now it's the catcher, Sebastian Rivero. Time now to take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard around Major League Baseball. It's brought to you by the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Choose from over 70 different academic programs and chase your dreams at Arkansas's most affordable four-year campus, the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/jointhepride. Sebastian Rivero looks at a called strike one. Count is no balls and a strike. Next pitch comes inside and misses. Counts even 1-1. Tyler Thomas, the left-hander, has the size. Misses away. Two balls and a strike. Pitched 26 games last year for the Riders. Went 3-2 with a 4.17 ERA. This is his second appearance this season. Pitched for the first time on Friday at San Antonio. Allowed a run on a hit across an inning and a third. 2-1's called the strike to Rivero. Count now even, two balls and two strikes. Tons going on around Major League Baseball on this Tuesday. All 30 teams in action. Some finals already. 2-2 pitch. Bouncy ball hit up the middle, but the second baseman, Foscue, has him played perfectly. Shades a couple of steps to his right. Grabs it behind the second base bag and throws to first for out number two. So now here's Nate Eaton. Base is empty and two outs. Let's see if we can rush through this Major League scoreboard. There are two finals and a few games that haven't started yet. Guardians and White Sox were postponed in Cleveland. Mets beat the Giants on a walk-off in the 10th inning. 5-4, the New York Mets over the San Francisco Giants from Citi Field. Washington Nationals beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 6-1. Three games yet to start, one game about to. 10 games in progress. 1-0 pitches, skied in the air to center field. Martinez back, makes the catch, and I don't even get to give you any scores. We'll do that when we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. We'll take a look at the Major League scoreboard. Naturals go 1-2-3 here in the sixth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. No runners left on. Bottom of the sixth coming up. Naturals trail the Rough Riders 4-2.
I get scared sometimes.
Of a lot of things.
Joining in.
Decisions.
The dark.
The dark.
But I once heard someone say...
But as I always say...
It's okay to be afraid.
As long as you face the fear.
And keep moving forward.
Wherever you are in life, count on the name trusted in insurance for more than 70 years. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
The Scott Family Amazium in Bentonville is a hit with families and children of all ages. Hands-on experiences in science, technology, engineering, art, and math, the Amazium ignites the curious, creative kid in everyone to explore, play, create, and learn. Visit the Amazium and discover the connection between the sciences and arts in the place where curiosity and creativity meet. Make your day amazing with a trip to the Amazium. Open every day except Tuesdays. Plan your visit at amazium.org.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Frisco Rough Riders lead the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 4-2. Zach Hockey back out. He'll have 8-9-1. Jordan Procession, Kellen Strom, and J.P. Martinez. Same three that led off the fifth inning. Riders sent nine men to the plate. Now let's take a look at the Major League scoreboard thanks to our friends at UAFS. Let's see. Nationals and Diamondbacks playing a doubleheader. Nationals won the first game, I mentioned, 6-1. And they're leading the second game 1-0, bottom of the eighth inning from Nationals Park. Giants and Mets played a doubleheader as well. First pitch to Jordan Procession, misses down and in for ball one. Mets won the first game of the doubleheader on a walk-off 5-4, and they're up 3-1 in the middle of the sixth inning from Flushing's New York. 1-0 misses outside. Two balls and no strikes. Bottom of the eighth in Miami, the Cardinals lead the Marlins 5-1. Top of the sixth in Detroit, Yankees on top of the Tigers 3-2. Top of the sixth at Fenway, Blue Jays and Red Sox tied at 1 from Boston. Hockey, the 2-0 to Procession. Misses outside, 3-0. Through 5 at Wrigley Field, the Tampa Bay Rays lead the Chicago Cubs 4-3. Top of the sixth at Miller Park in Milwaukee, Brewers lead to the Pirates 4-1. And the next pitch misses outside for ball 4 to Jordan Procession. So he draws a 4-pitch walk against Zach Hockey. The leadoff man on, leading 4-2. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Now here's Kellen Strom, the designated hitter. So Brewers lead to the Pirates 4-1. Top of the fourth in Houston. Angels and Astros knotted up at 1. They're through 2 innings at Coors Field. The Phillies leading the Rockies 1-0. And then 4 games yet to come today. First pitch to Kellen Strom. Called the strike. Counts no balls in 1 strike. Rangers and Mariners getting going here. I think it's 10 minutes from T-Mobile Park. Orioles and Athletics playing in about 20 minutes from the Oakland Coliseum. Also in 20 minutes, Reds and Padres get going from Petco. And in just under an hour, the Braves are in Los Angeles against the Dodgers. 0-1 is called a strike. And now Kellen Strom's behind the count. No balls and 2 strikes to Zach Hockey. He got all 3 outs in the fifth inning, but allowed 3 inherited runners to score. Has the sign, kicks and delivers. 0-2, called strike 3. Kellen Strom frozen. There's the first strikeout for Zach Cocky, the first out of the sixth inning. Well, there's one gone. We go back to the top of the order for J.P. Martinez. And the final Major League score to take a look at is the one in Kansas City. The Twins are at Kauffman Stadium, and Minnesota leads the Royals. 2-1, game in the bottom of the fourth inning. Actually, they're just through 4 innings now. Salvador Perez a few minutes ago hit a home run to left field, his third of the season. J.P. Martinez behind the count. Swing and a miss for strike 1. No balls and 1 strike. Double play depth up the middle of the infield. Hockey has the sign out of the stretch. His 0-1. Misses high and away. 1 ball and 1 strike to count even. Royals have just 2 hits, one of them from Perez, the other from Nicky Lopez, who's batting .360 this season. Carlos Hernandez has not recorded a strikeout, only allowed 2 runs through 4 innings. 1-1 pitch to Martinez, fouled back to the screen. And the so a ball and 2 strikes with 1 out, a runner on here in the sixth inning. Move over to first, and Procession back in with a dive. He's safe on the pickoff attempt. Both bullpens quiet. I'd like to get at least a couple of innings out of Hockey if you can. He has starting experience. The 1-2 pitch fouled over the screen and to our left. Lands in the CD bowl, counts ball and 2 strikes. We're lucky here in the Texas League. There are a lot of nice stadiums. Maybe some not as nice. Won't name names. And part of that is also just when you compare some stadiums to others, just some really nice ballparks in this league. Foul to the left. We'll do it again, a ball and 2 strikes. I mean, we have some of the best ballparks in the league just in the North Division. Obviously, Arvest Ballpark is fantastic, but Riverfront Stadium, brand new, just a couple years old, is really, really nice. One Oak Field in Tulsa is gorgeous. Hammonds Field in Springfield is a really nice ballpark. See, Riders Field is fantastic. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Throw down to second from Rivero, and Jordan Procession slides in just ahead of the tag from Michael Garcia. Bang, bang, play at second base. Strike him out, throw him out is unsuccessful, but the Naturals do get the second out of the inning. Zach Hockey has back-to-back strikeouts. So two guided, Jordan Procession, his first stolen base of the season. He's now on second. Again, I smell the roasted nuts. Reminds me of stepping into Buc-ee's. Zach Hockey to Ezekiel Duran. The first pitch is drilled in the air, deep to center field. Nick Lofton back in the field. And Lofton makes the grab. So it's a scoreless sixth inning. Frisco kept off the board. No runs, no hits, no errors, a walk, a runner left on. We go to the seventh. Riders lead the Naturals 4-2.
Hey, Naturals fans, have you been daydreaming about a fun and affordable getaway? Why not make it a reality with Breeze Airways? With Breeze, you can fly nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to Tampa Bay, San Antonio, and New Orleans. Breeze never charges change or cancellation fees, so you can book with complete peace of mind. What are you waiting for? Go to www.flybreeze.com or download the Breeze app to plan your trip. Breeze Airways. Seriously nice.
With the Naturals coming off a league championship last season, the 2022 season is jam-packed with memorable giveaways. Make sure to arrive early to get your hands on commemorative items celebrating the championship win. Or how about a Vinny Pasquantino jersey t-shirt on Thursday, May 12th? And best of all, a one-of-a-kind AA Central replica championship ring on Saturday, June 4th. To check out the full list of giveaways, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
Grasshopper is the king of all the zero turns on the market. Did you know they were the first zero turn made and their product is made in the USA? Grasshopper has out front and mid-mount zero turns. They have gas and diesel models. The deck sizes range from 41 inches to the large 72 inches. Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale, the largest Grasshopper dealer in the four-state area.
I'm infielder Robbie Glendinning, and you're tuned in to Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball. Let's get back to the ballpark with the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
We go to the seventh inning. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals trail the Frisco Rough Riders 4-2. Robbie Glendinning bats to lead off the seventh as Tyler Thomas is into his second inning of relief. The Southpaw's first pitch to the right-handed hitting designated hitter. Big swing and a miss. Threw the fastball, and the count's 0-1. Oh, Glendinning scored in the third. He walked in the fourth. Upright stance from the right side. The 0-1 pitch misses away. One ball and one strike. Glendinning, Jake Means, and John Rave. 7, 8, and 9 in the Northwest Arkansas Naturals order. Thomas, a 1-2-3 sixth inning. Only needed 11 pitches. The 1-1. Good slider. In for strike two. Count is one ball and two strikes. Thomas, with a tan, bone-colored glove, if you will, comes set of the belt, kicks the 1-2, misses away. Two balls and two strikes. This is Glendinning's team-leading third start as the designated hitter. Well, Chris Widger's done a good job of mixing and matching with the lineup, giving guys ample time off. 2-2, his line foul back to the net in. We'll do it again, two balls and two strikes. And what he told me was, look, we have probably 10 or 11 guys that should be seen four starts a week. And so it's just trying to get everyone to a degree equal playing time right now. 2-2, misses away. Three balls and two strikes, the count's full. It's making sure everyone gets some starts. Wind's really howling out to left field right now. 3-2 pitch, fly to the right, foul that out of play. We'll do it again, three balls and two strikes. It's a combination of, look, getting everyone starts, and, look, we're still a long ways away from sorting out the finalized starting lineup, if you will. 3-2 to Glendinning, misses well outside for ball four. That's the third time Robbie Glendinning's reached base in as many trips to the plate. A leadoff walk begins the seventh. Naturals have a runner on first with nobody out for Jake Means. Hey, Naturals fans, the Royals' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Naturals on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use the yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. Jake Means, the first baseman, bats. He takes the first pitch outside for ball one. Counts 1-0. Means is 0 for 2 today. Flied out to right in the third inning. He grounded out in the fourth. 1-0. Misses outside again. Two balls and no strikes. Immediately, the catcher Jordan Procession is out for a mound visit. The second baseman Foscue and the shortstop Duran come in as well. Three of them can all get on the same page. Thomas, the 6'1" South Pied of San Diego, California, came over to trade from the Cubs. In 2018, he began the year in AAA Round Rock. Made one appearance with the El Paso Chihuahuas on Thursday, April the 8th. Allowed a run across three innings before being assigned to Frisco. 2-0 called the strike. For the count, two balls and one strike. 2-1 on Jake Means. Runner on first to nobody out. Naturals trailing by two in the seventh on the pitch. Good breaking ball in for a strike. And the count's even, two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes to Jake Means. Lefty and righty matchup. And the even count offering. Foul ball headed back our way, but it lands just in front of the roof above the press box. We'll do it again. Two balls and two strikes. I think of all of the ballparks in the league, this might be the number two best chance to catch a foul ball while I'm broadcasting. I think Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock takes the number one spot, but Riders Field is a close second. 2-2, misses down low, fastball at 90 miles an hour. And the count's full, three balls and two strikes. Look, either a left-handed batter or a right-handed batter, if they get just underneath a pitch, they shoot it right back up over the netting with good timing. That's coming our way. Payoff pitch on the way. Down and in for ball four. Back-to-back walks to begin the seventh. Robbie Glendinning up to second. Two on, nobody out. And the go-ahead run will come to the plate for the Naturals in the form of John Rave, who has the only hit of the ball game for Northwest Arkansas, has driven in the only runs. He had a two-run home run in the third inning. Naturals have drawn, and we'll get a visit to the mound from the Riders pitching coach, former big league pitching coach Jeff Andrews. Well, the Naturals have drawn five walks today. Nick Lofton one, Robbie Glendinning two, Jake Means and John Rave each one. After Rave, his home run in the third inning, and he walked in the fifth. Seen a hit batter, an error. But outside of the two runs that scored, the Naturals have stranded every runner on. Andrews headed back to the dugout. There's a quick chat with Natural skipper Chris Widger on his way back. The pitch. Rave squares to bunt, drops it down off to the third base side of the mound. Tyler Thomas fields it between the mound and home plate and throws to first. A well-executed sacrifice by John Rave. Puts Robbie Glendinning on third and Jake Means on second with one out here in the seventh inning. Michael Garcia will come to bat, but he's not going to face Tyler Thomas. Jared Getter, the Riders pitching coach, is up out of the dugout. He makes the stroll out to the mound to grab the baseball from Tyler Thomas. He's going to bring in a right-hander to Pham. So, two runners in scoring position with one out in the seventh. Naturals trail 4-2. We'll let you know who the new pitcher is after this.
Hi, I'm Matt Mobby with Professional Business Systems. Back in 1986, we started providing Northwest Arkansas with the finest in office technology. A lot has changed since then. Over the years, we've adapted to offer the latest cutting-edge business solutions. But one thing that hasn't changed, we still guarantee a four-hour response time to every call. If you're ready to take your business to the next level and experience service you can trust, call Professional Business Systems at 636-0001 or find us online at pbsteam.com.
Window World, America's largest window replacement company, has just what you need when it comes to windows that enhance, beautify, and add value to your home. Like our award-winning Made in America double and triple pane replacement windows, all with lifetime warranties. But did you know we can also provide you with the best entry doors, patio doors, vinyl siding and guttering, and we even offer specialty windows and new construction windows. Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Call today for a free in-home estimate.
John's Quality Roofing has been installing and repairing roofs in the Northwest Arkansas area for over 20 years, offering free roofing repair inspections and insurance assistance. When you contact John's, a member of their team will visit your home and do their best to assess your roof and give you the best advice for your specific needs. John's Quality Roofing, your local Northwest Arkansas roofing contractor, serving you since 1999. For more information or to set up an appointment, visit www.johnsqualityroofing.com today.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
We continue this ball game into the top of the seventh inning from Riders Field in Frisco. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals trail the Frisco Rough Riders 4-2. And Fur Ozuna, 5'9" right-hander out of the Dominican Republic, takes the mound. There's one out and two runners on. Robbie Glendinning is on third. Jake Means is on second. They moved over there because of a John Raves sack bunt. My first pitch to Garcia misses down and away for ball one. Counts one ball and no strikes. Fur Ozuna, pitching in his fifth game of the season, 1-0, has not allowed a run across 5 2/3 innings. Struck out 10 batters. The 1-0 is tapped back to the screen, a foul ball. Count is even, 1-1. Mikel Garcia, 0-3 today. Flight out to right field in the first inning. Reached on an error in the third and struck out in the fifth inning. Tying run is in scoring position for the Naturals. That's Means on second. And the 1-1 pitch. This is a little bit outside. Counts two balls and a strike. Ozuna pitched in 32 games out of the bullpen for Frisco last season. Went 5-3 with a 5.32 ERA. Saved three games in eight attempts. He's 1-for-1 in saves this year. Kicks the 2-1. Misses low. And the count 3-1 in Mikel Garcia's favor. Well, Chris Witcher said in the pregame show that the big hit with runners in scoring position is really what the Naturals have been missing this year. 3-1 pitches bounced up the middle. The shortstop, Duran, to his left. He bobbles the ball, doesn't have a play. Garcia's safe at first. Glendinning scores from third, and the Naturals are within a run. It's 4-3 here in the seventh inning. Presumably going to be scored in E6. It's really a play that the shortstop Duran needs to be making. It kicked up into his gut off the heel of his glove. Runners on the corners with one out for Nick Lofton. Garcia off from first. Pitch is called a strike and there's no throw from Procession. So two runners in scoring position. Garcia, his fifth steal of the season on second base. 0-1's called a strike. Now the count, no balls and two strikes. So Jake Means on third base has actually scored a single for Mikel Garcia. Line drive right into the glove of the shortstop, Duran, for the second out. So 4-3 is our score. Two runners on with two outs. Rough Riders lead the Naturals 3-2. So 4-3, the Riders lead the Naturals. Here's Michael Massey. First pitch he sees is grounded to the right side. Foskey, the second baseman, ranges to his left and throws to first. 4-3 goes the ground out. That ends the seventh inning. Naturals do score a run, though, on the game's second hit. RBI single for Michael Garcia. A run on a hit. No errors and two runners left on. Naturals are within a run. It's 4-3. And it's stretch time from Riders Field. The seventh inning stretch is presented by Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Trusted for more than 70 years, Arkansas Blue Cross provides affordable health, dental, and vision insurance for Arkansans. Schedule an appointment with one of our friendly health insurance experts from our Arkansas Blue Welcome Centers in Fayetteville or Rogers today. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Naturals trail by a run. It's 4-3.
Here's to the fearless fight. The comeback. The battle against all odds. For some, it's taking the first step. For others, it's forging a new path. A chance to prove to ourselves what we're really made of. And with the name trusted in insurance for more than 70 years, even a battered spirit can come back stronger. Arkansas.
Since 2002, Pickett Construction has been handling the Northwest Arkansas community's commercial and residential construction needs. From development, design, and construction, we're here for you no matter the scale of the job. Pickett Construction. You pick it, we build it.
Hey Naturals fans, Walmart is a proud sponsor of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. From the beginning, Walmart has had its roots in our community. For more than 50 years, from around the neighborhood to around the world, Walmart has helped people save money so they can live better. Summertime has always meant games at the ballpark or play-by-play on the radio, gathering with family and friends, and sharing a meal or a snack with the ball game on in the background. So sit back and enjoy the game, and feel free to stop by Walmart if you need anything. Let's go Naturals! Save money. Live better, Walmart.
Now let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Bottom of inning 7, on a 1-0 pitch, Blaine Krim flies a ball into left center field. Nick Lofton into a dive, Superman style in left center to make the grab. That's the first out of the 7th inning, and that's our Breeze Airways seriously nice play of the game. Breeze offers low fares with high flexibility. Book flights from XNA to New Orleans, San Antonio, and Tampa Bay. Zach Hockey is back out into the seventh inning. His first pitch to Dustin Harris with one out and a runner on. He's going to miss for a ball. The 1-0 pitch now is well struck in the air to center field. Holds up, makes the grab for the second out. Well, there are two gone. Now it's Justin Foskey, the second baseman, to bat. The base is empty and two outs. Riders lead the Naturals 4-3 here in the seventh inning. And the pitch called a strike. No balls and one strike. Hockey, the 0-1 to Foskey. Misses low. Counts one ball and one strike. So one ball and one strike. Kicks in the pitch. Called the strike. One ball and two strikes. The 1-2. Bouncing ball taps slowly to the left side. Going to be a tough play. The third baseman, Eaton, gloves behind the mound, throws to first, not in time. Would have been a really nice play if Nate Eaton had been able to make that. It was just a high chopper, slow behind the mound. A tough play for kind of really a no man's land, you know? That'll be the end of the day for Zach Hockey. Chris Widger, the Naturals manager, is out to the mound to grab the baseball from the right-hander who goes 2 2/3, throws 41 pitches. We'll let you know who the new pitcher is. A pitching change from Frisco. Naturals trailing 4-3 in the seventh. Back after this.
See Plaza Tire Service today for the right tire at the right price right now. Plaza Tire Service is the area's biggest selection of in-stock tires at the lowest price. Our 4 tires, 1 hour guarantee. Plus, we make the purchase easy on your budget with our Plaza Tire Service card or no credit needed financing options. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontitown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at PlazaTireService.com. For the right tire at the right price right now, see Plaza Tire Service.
Single game tickets are now on sale for the 2022 season of Northwest Arkansas Naturals baseball at nwanaturals.com. You won't want to miss some of the Kansas City Royals' top prospects taking the field right in your backyard with food and drink deals, fireworks, giveaways, and theme nights all summer long. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
At Today Cleaners, we'd like to invite you to try out our services and experience professionalism and affordability for yourself. With numerous dry cleaning and laundry options available, we're convinced you'll find the service you need. Today Cleaners now offers free pickup and delivery right to your home or office. Download our Today Cleaners app on your iPhone or Android to schedule a pickup today. And visit todaycleaners.net or stop by 1250 Market Square Drive in Springdale for more information.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Continue the bottom of the seventh inning. Stephen Woods Jr. is the new pitcher for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. He inherits a runner on and two out here in the bottom of the fourth, the bottom of the seventh. Riders lead the Naturals 4-3. First pitch misses high to Josh Stowers, the right fielder. Count is 1 ball and no strikes. 2/3 innings. Allows 3 inherited runners to score, but none of his own. 1-0 to Stowers is lined into center field, a base hit. Back-to-back hits with two outs for the Rough Riders. Two on and two out. Riders leading 4-3. Now here's Jonathan Ornelas. Again, 2 2/3, scoreless for Zach Hockey. Allows 2 hits and 2 walks with 2 strikeouts. And he throws 41 pitches, 26 of them for strikes. Facing 12 batters. Stephen Woods Jr., the right-hander out of New York, making his 4th relief appearance of the season. Misses inside with a fastball to Jonathan Ornelas. Counts a ball and no strikes. Ornelas 0-3 today. Pair of strikeouts and a flyout. Woods kicks the 1-0. Misses high. 2 balls and no strikes. Woods Jr. threw 3 outings. Has pitched 4 1/3 innings, allowed 5 runs, just 2 of them earned on 5 hits with 2 walks and 6 strikeouts. Did pitch here at Frisco last year. It was his 2nd-to-last start of the season. Actually, he made 2 starts. Kicks the 2-0. Bouncing ball hit up the middle to the second baseman, Massey, who races to the second base bag with Josh Showers, and the Naturals second baseman wins the foot race. A 4-fielder's choice. Forces out Stowers at 2nd, and that ends the 7th. No runs in the seventh on a pair of hits, no errors, and two runners left on. So we're through seven innings in Frisco. Naturals lead the Rough Riders, or Naturals trail the Rough Riders 4-3.
Getting good grades? Crushed it. Robotics competitions? It's either first place or no place. Challenges? They come easy to me. I've faced them, conquered them, then prepared for the next one. But it's time for the next big challenge, the one that sets a tone for my life. It's time to get world-class training, technical skills, and the know-how to be prepared for a lifelong career. It starts by serving close. Visit GoANG.com or call 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G.
Straight's Lawn and Garden in Springdale has a Gravely mower for you. Wide price range, lots of nice features, and made in the USA. Don't make the box store mistake where you have no service or repair parts after the sale. Buy from a reputable dealer who has parts and service after the sale and will take care of all of your mowing needs. That's Straight's Lawn and Garden, Springdale.
What's more exciting than a rally-ending double play or a walk-off home run? A day at the Scott Family Amazium. Explore science, technology, engineering, art, and math in the Amazium's 50,000-square-foot exhibit gallery filled with hands-on, interactive experiences for the entire family. Discover, wonder, create, and learn inside and outside the museum. The Amazium ignites the curious, creative kid in everyone. Open every day except Tuesdays. Double your play and make your day amazing with a visit to the Scott Family Amazium in Bentonville. Plan your visit at amazium.org.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
We go to the eighth inning in Frisco. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals trail the Frisco Rough Riders 4-3. Suli Matias leads off the eighth inning against Furuzuna and takes the first pitch for a ball. Count is one ball and no strikes. It's Matias, Sebastian Rivero, and Nate Eaton due up here in the eighth inning. The next pitch misses outside. Two balls and no strikes. Three runs on two hits for Northwest Arkansas. No errors. And six runners left on. Four runs, nine hits, and an error for Frisco. 2-0 to Suli Matias. Big swing and a miss. The count is two balls and one strike. Called a strike, and we're back even. Two balls and two strikes. Second, pop out the third, strikeout in the sixth. Next pitch is bounced slowly out in front of the mound. Ozuna off to the first base side. Bare hand pickup, throw to first in time. There's the first out of the eighth inning. Naturals now down to their final 5 outs. There's the first out of inning eight. Sebastian Rivero, the catcher, bats. Base is empty and one out. Naturals down by around 4-3 here in the eighth. And the first pitch to Rivero misses. 1-0. Rivero is also 0-3 today. Flied out in the second. Struck out in the fourth. Grounded out in the sixth. The 2-0, called the strike. Two balls and one strike to Sebastian Rivero. This is the first of six games this week. 6:35 today through Saturday, then 4:35 on Sunday. 2-1, bounce to the left side. Shortstop Duran to his left, up and over to first. There are two gone. So two outs here in the top of the eighth inning. Naturals down by around 4-3. And a pitch. Called the strike. There's no balls and one strike to Eaton, who's 0-3 today. Flied out in the second, the fourth, and then again in the sixth. And the pitch. Side. Count is One ball and one strike. Righty on righty matchup, the 1-1. Call the strike. One ball and two strikes. And the pitch, again, tails outside. Looks like a two-seam fastball. The 2-2. Fisted to the left side. Shortstop, Duran, up with it, and again over to first. Three ground outs. And the eighth inning, Naturals are retired in order for the fourth time today. No runs on no hits, no errors, and no runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Naturals trail by a run. It's 4-3 here from Frisco.
At Today Cleaners, we'd like to invite you to try out our services and experience professionalism and affordability for yourself. With numerous dry cleaning and laundry options available, we're convinced you'll find the service you need. Today Cleaners now offers free pickup and delivery right to your home or office. Download our Today Cleaners app on your iPhone or Android to schedule a pickup today. And visit todaycleaners.net or stop by 1250 Market Square Drive in Springdale for more information.
June will be a can't miss month of Northwest Arkansas Naturals games at our best ballpark. Be here for Star Wars Night on Friday, June 3rd, Growlin' Chickens Weekend, June 17th and 18th, and Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, June 25th. And best of all, the Naturals will wear specialty jerseys every time. To check out the full list of theme nights, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
Here's to the fearless fight. The comeback. The battle against all odds. For some, it's for others. It's forging a new path. A chance to prove to ourselves what we're really made of. And with the name trusted in insurance for more than 70 years, even a battered spirit can come back stronger. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
This is Stephen Woods Jr., and you're listening to Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on Naturals Baseball Network.
Into the bottom of the eighth inning from Frisco, Naturals trail the Rough Riders 4-2. Find out why banking customers love the Arvest Go mobile banking app from Arvest Bank. Visit arvest.com/go for details. Stephen Woods Jr. got the final out of the seventh. He's back out for the bottom of the eighth inning. The Naturals trailing 4-3. His first pitch to the catcher, Jordan Procession. Misses for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Procession, Kellen Strom, and J.P. Martinez here in the eighth inning. Woods Jr., the right-hander out of New York, kicks the 1-0 pitch. Misses down low. Two balls and no strikes. I was talking with Steven before the game, and he was reminiscing about those starts in Frisco he made last year. His second one wasn't bad. But he was just so gosh dang hot that day. 2-0. Misses inside. Three balls and no strikes. Honestly, two of his better starts came in Frisco. He got his only win of the year on June the 8th. Went 5 innings, allowed 3 runs on 4 hits with 2 strikeouts on Tuesday. And then on Sunday, he took the loss, allowed a run on a hit, walked 4 2 2/3. 3-0, called the strike. 3 balls and 1 strike. And no matter how hydrated you try and stay, it was 96 degrees at first pitch late in the afternoon in Texas. Whew. It was toasty. And Woods Jr.'s called for an automatic ball. He's showing his hands, holding his hands out. He thought that the clock had restarted. Chris Widger wants an explanation from the home plate umpire, Jacob Bruner. Look, that's a frustrating time for an automatic ball to be called because that's ball 4 of a walk. Chris Widger's getting the explanation from Jacob Bruner. Ben Engstrom is talking with Stephen Woods Jr. It's the second automatic ball called on a Naturals pitcher today. Woods Jr. is going to have to work out of a bit of a bit of a pickle here. Runner on with nobody out. Procession on first with Kellen Strom, the batter. He squares to bunt and drops it foul. Counts no balls and one strike. The first automatic ball was called on Alec Marsh in the second inning, but he got Jonathan Ornelas to strike out. Didn't come back to bite him. Next pitch misses low. Count is one ball and one strike. Well, Stephen Woods Jr. pitched in the fall league with the shortened pitch clock, so something he is familiar with. You wouldn't expect him to necessarily make that mistake, but I wouldn't call it a mistake if he was just confused, thought the pitch clock had reset. 1-1 called a strike, and it's one ball and two strikes now. Beers over at first with Procession leading. At the belt, has the sign and kicks the 1-2. Down and away, swing and a miss for strike three. Woods Jr. fools Strom with the breaking ball. Gets him swinging for the first out of the eighth inning. Wood Jr.'s first strikeout. Send us back to the top of the order for J.P. Martinez, the center fielder. He's 1-for-3 today. He's reached base twice, singled in the third inning, in the fifth inning. First pitch to J.P. Martinez. Squares to bunt. And it's in for a strike. Count is no balls and one strike. Ezekiel Duran on deck. Runner on first with one out here in the bottom of inning eight. Spinning a move back to first. Procession in with a dive. And if you look at the Kansas City Royals roster, it is just absolutely loaded with former Northwest Arkansas Naturals. It's pretty darn impressive. 16 of the Royals' 28 active players played in Northwest Arkansas. So the 0-1 misses to Martinez. Count as 1-1. 15 of them made their Major League debut after playing in Northwest Arkansas. The two most recent, Bobby Witt Jr. and Colin Snyder. Numbers 110 and 111, Naturals to the big leagues. 1-1 in for a strike. A ball and two strikes now. But if you look through that list of 111, there are a handful actually still in Major League Baseball just with other organizations. One of them, Sam Selman, called up to the big leagues by the Oakland Athletics yesterday. Bouncy ball hit to the second baseman, Massey. He goes the long way. I don't know if you... Yeah, it was the long way. It was closer to first base than second, but he throws to second to get the force out. Jordan Procession is out. 4-6 fielder's choice. So Martinez, safe at first. Two gone with a runner on. Riders lead to the Naturals 4-3 here in the eighth. Now it's Ezekiel Duran. So Sam Selman, who debuted with San Francisco in 2019. He's with Oakland. Move over to first. But there are a lot of other former Naturals across the Major League landscape right now. One of them, Junior Marte, former Northwest Arkansas pitcher. He's pitching for the Giants right now in their game in New York against the Mets. And the pitch misses low. Count is 2-0 on Ezekiel Duran. Marte, a Natural in 2017, 2018, and again in 2019. You know what? He is Northwest Arkansas Natural 112 to the majors. 2-0, sky deep in the air to center field. Lofton back onto the warning track in front of the wall. Nick Lofton makes the grab for the final out of the eighth inning. Big shout out to our creative services coordinator, Adam Aretone, for bringing that to my attention. I hadn't realized Marte made the big leagues, pitching in his second game at the big league level against the Giants here. Natural number 112 to the big leagues. Naturals have three outs to work with. We go to the top of the ninth inning, trailing Frisco 4-3.
Hey, Naturals fans. Walmart is a proud sponsor of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. From the beginning, Walmart has had its roots in our community. For more than 50 years, from around the neighborhood to around the world, Walmart has helped people save money so they can live better. Summertime has always meant games at the ballpark or play-by-play on the radio, gathering with family and friends, and sharing a meal or a snack with the ball game on in the background. So sit back and enjoy the game, and feel free to stop by Walmart if you need anything. Let's go, Naturals. Save money. Live better, Walmart.
Are you hungry for the usual today? Or are you craving something uncommonly delicious like our meaty masterpiece, the Hook and Ladder Sub from Firehouse Subs? We start by piling it high with fresh sliced smoked turkey breast and Virginia honey jack and serve piping hot in a perfectly toasted roll. Save time. Order your Hook and Ladder with the Firehouse Subs app today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives.
When quality, value, and energy savings matter most, you need to choose Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Our award-winning, made-in-America, double and triple-pane replacement windows and industry-leading warranties make Window World the number one choice for your next home remodel. Plus, we also offer the best entry doors, patio doors, vinyl siding, and guttering for your home. Truly making us the brand you can trust, Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Call today for a free in-home estimate.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Top of the ninth inning, Naturals trail the Rough Riders 4-3. Arvest Bank is conducting its 12th annual Million Meals campaign in an effort to fight hunger right here in our community. This is a much-needed effort, as more than 10.5% of American households were food insecure as recently as 2020. Learn more by visiting rvs.com/millionmeals today. First pitch to Robbie Glendinning from Chase Lee. On for the save. Misses that sign for ball one. Count is one ball and no strikes. Lee, a right-handed side armor. Slings in the 1-0, and Glendinning fouls it to the right. Count is 1-1. It's Glendinning, Jake Means, and John Rave. 7, 8, and 9 for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Down by a run. The pitch fouled back to the screen. 1-2. The Naturals need 1 to tie, 2 to take the lead. Lee, the University of Alabama product. 6th round pick by the Rangers last year. Was assigned to Frisco and pitched in 13 games out of the bullpen. 1-2. Fouled to the right. Bounces out of the suites back down to the concourse. 1-2. It's not often you see a player go from being drafted pretty much straight to double-A. And he fouls it back to the screen. And again, the count, a ball and two strikes. Pitching in his 4th game this year, looking for his 3rd save. The Rough Riders have a double-A best 6 saves as a team this year. And they're looking for their 7th straight win. The Riders 8-1 entering play today. The Naturals 3-6. 1-2 on Robbie Glendinning. The pitch, swing and a miss for strike 3. There's one gone. That's Jake Means, the first baseman. So we'll get a pinch hitter in place of Jake Means. It's going to be Tucker Bradley, who I think would come in defensively at first base if we go to the ninth inning, the bottom of the ninth. He was taking ground balls at first base before the game today. I don't believe he's played there in a game in the minor leagues. First pitch is fouled off to the left. Count is no balls and one strike. Jake Means is 0-2 with a walk. Tucker Bradley, a 318 hitter this year, takes the ball and the count is 1-1. He enters with a team-best 6-game hitting streak into this plate appearance. Pinch hitting. So if he doesn't get a hit, that hitting streak could come to an end. 1-1 checks his swing on a pitch outside, but went around, says the home plate umpire Jacob Bruner. He's behind the count 1-2. He's one of five Naturals that's reached in every game he's played this season. Naturals pinch hitters are 1-for-3 this year. 1-2, called strike 3 on the outer edge. Make it 1-for-4, and maybe Tucker Bradley's hit streak will come to an end. Comes off the bench and strikes out looking. So back-to-back strikeouts for Chase Lee here to begin the top of the ninth. And the Riders an out away from victory. Naturals down to their final three strikes. That might have been a bit off the plate. Just looked a little outside to me. Looking at the replay. John Rave, the batter. Last hope for the Naturals. He fouls the first pitch back. And there's no balls and a strike. He has one of the Naturals' two hits today. That two-run home run in the third that's been most of the team's offense. 0-1. Misses away. Count is even. One ball and one strike. Naturals just three runs on two hits. The Frisco Rough Riders four runs on nine hits. Next pitch misses. 2-1. Rave represents the tying run for Northwest Arkansas. Lee, the right-hander, kicks and delivers. 2-1 in for a called strike. And the Naturals now down to their final out. Two balls and two strikes with two outs. Here at the top of inning nine. Bases empty, down by a run. The payoff, the 2-2 pitch misses outside. And the count is full. Three balls and two strikes. Three, two, misses outside for ball four. So John Rave, with two outs and a full count, draws the walk. That's his second walk of the game. So his final line of the box score is going to be 1-for-1. Home run in the third, walked in the fifth, sack bunt in the seventh, and a walk in the ninth. That pitch was... That looked about the same amount off the plate that Tucker Bradley's called third strike was. Mikel Garcia now bats. He represents the go-ahead run with a tying run on first. Leadoff man for the Naturals looks at a called strike one. It's 0-1. Kicks and delivers Lee. Swing and a miss, and the count 0-2. With that single in the seventh, Garcia's reached in all 10 games this season with hits in his last five. But again, the Naturals down to their final strike. No balls and two strikes with two outs. The pitch. Swinging a foul ball back to the screen. We'll do it again. No balls and two strikes. Oh and 2 on Mikel Garcia, the Venezuelan shortstop leadoff man for the Naturals. 0-2 is line foul down the right side. That gets out of play. Hits off the bullpen bar in the right field corner. No balls and two strikes, the count. 0-2 with two outs and a runner on first. Down by a run of the ninth and the pinch. Called strike three. Garcia takes it for strike three. And that'll be the ball game. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals drop game one of this series with Frisco by a final of 4-3. So the Naturals have now lost five in a row. Frisco has won seven consecutive ball games. Here in the ninth inning, the Naturals go no runs on no hits, a walk. No errors and a runner left on. The Naturals fall on this Tuesday night. 4-3 to the Frisco Rough Riders. Coming up in a moment here, we're going to take a look at the recap of today's game. The Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show is next here on the Naturals Baseball Network. Riders take game one, 4-3.
Thanks for tuning in to today's Northwest Arkansas Naturals game. The game may be over, but we're far from through. Stick around for the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. We'll look inside the box score, highlights, and analysis of today's game. The Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show is next on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Feels good as we stand on the shore, but our hearts are still jumping. Grab another Coke and let's dive in. So we can feel forever yet feel. Together be real, together and no one can stop me when I taste the feeling. Nothing
Coca-Cola. It's a cap-twisting, bubbles-fizzing, refreshing-sipping, moment-stopping, nothing-topping this feeling. So grab a Coke today and taste the feeling.
What if there were a universe of resume? A career-focused university where you were empowered to learn, to lead, and to make a difference. A university that's not just affordable, but the most affordable in the state. What if, right? Turns out, that university exists just down the hill in Fort Smith. The University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride.
You know, fans, Tyson Foods and the Naturals have a lot in common. For starters, we've both got a pretty great team, and we've got some heavy hitters in our lineup. Some members of our starting lineup are Tyson Chicken, Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, Hillshire Farm, State Fair, and Wright Brand Bacon. And just like the Naturals, we're proud to call Springdale our home. Check out our whole roster and get to know us better at TysonFoods.com.
The game is over, but we're far from through. This is the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. It's time now for a look inside the box score with highlights and analysis of today's game. Now let's head back to the stadium. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Welcome back to Riders Field in Frisco. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals drop game one of this week's series by a final of 4-3 to the Rough Riders. For Northwest Arkansas, the Naturals fall to 3-7, having now lost five games in a row. Three runs on two hits, no errors for the Naturals, who left seven runners on tonight. For the Frisco Rough Riders, four runs on nine hits, an error, and the Rough Riders left 10 on. Time of the game was 2 hours and 37 minutes in front of a crowd of 2,162 here at Riders Field. The win goes to Seth Nordlund. He improves to 2-1. Alec Marsh takes his first decision of the season. It's a loss. He falls to 0-1. And Chase Lee gets his third save of the season. So when we recap today's game, the Naturals were onto the scoreboard first. A two-run home run of the third inning by John Rave. Late knocking a cue. Let's try this again. A two-run home run got the scoring started in the third. The 2-2 pitch. Line drive down the right field line, into the corner, and gone! John Rave gets the Naturals on the scoreboard in the third inning with his first home run of the season. It's a two-run shot, and the Naturals lead this game 2-0 in the third. The 2-2 pitch. Let's start playing again. I see how it is. And that was the first runs of the game for the Naturals, but the Frisco Rough Riders countered with four in the fifth inning. Alec Marsh allowed the first four batters to reach. Jordan Procession singled. Kellen Strom walked. J.P. Martinez walked to load the bases. And then Ezekiel Duran singled in Procession. That was the end of the day for Alec Marsh. He exited a run home with the bases loaded. He hadn't gotten an out. All three of those runners, all of them his responsibility, came across to score inherited by Zach Hockey. So all four of them charged to Alec Marsh, but three came in under Zach Hockey's watch, and at that point the Riders held the lead the rest of the game. Naturals, though, did come within a run in the seventh with Michael Garcia at the plate. 3-1 pitches bounced up the middle. The shortstop, Duran, to his left. He bobbles the ball, doesn't have a play. Garcia's safe at first. Glendinning scores from third, and the Naturals are within a run. It's 4-3 here in the seventh inning. The Naturals, after that, nothing else doing. Couldn't score in the ninth inning. And again, the only run scored by Frisco come the four in the fifth inning, and that's enough to get the job done. Final again, 4-3. Our Playing Like a Winner player of the game is presented by Indigo Sky Casino, where winners play. Located on Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri. And today I'm going to give it to John Rave. John Rave reached in all four of his trips to the plate today. He hit the second home run of the season. It was a two-run shot in the third inning. Walked in the fifth, laid down a sack bunt in the seventh, and walked in the ninth inning. So the box score reads him 1-for-1. Actually, he reached base in three of his four trips to the plate. Had one of the Naturals hits, two of the runs scored. So for that reason, he's our Playing Like a Winner player of the game. We're going to step aside here as we continue winding things down on the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. Coming up in a moment, we're going to take a look around the rest of the Texas League and the out-of-town scoreboard in both the Texas League and the Royals organization. Back in a bit from Riders Field in Frisco on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Grasshopper is the king of all the zero turns on the market. Did you know they were the first zero turn made and their product is made in the USA? Grasshopper has out front and mid-mount zero turns. They have gas and diesel models. The deck sizes range from 41 inches to the large 72 inches. Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale, the largest Grasshopper dealer in the four-state area.
Oh, I don't feel so good.
Honey, I know it's dollar hot dog night, but that doesn't mean you should eat 12 of them.
I love a good value and I love hot dogs.
You want value? Check out Unify Financial Credit Union. Not only do they have free checking and competitive loan rates, but they have locations in Bentonville, Rogers, Springdale, Fayetteville, and Siloam Springs.
Unify Financial Credit Union, serving Northwest Arkansas. For more information, visit unifyfcu.com or phone 877-254-9328. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
And Unify won't hurt your sensitive tummy.
The Northwest Arkansas National Airport proudly offers nonstop routes to 24 destinations with six different airlines to choose from. From Los Angeles to New York City, XNA can get you there. So when you're starting to plan your next vacation destination or getting ready to book your business trip, go to flyxna.com for more information on flight options. And remember to fly safe, fly local, fly XNA.
Now, back for more of the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. Here again, the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, welcome back into Frisco, Texas, as the Frisco Rough Riders take game one of this six-game series with the Northwest Arkansas now 4-3. Time now to take a look around the Texas League with our out-of-town scoreboard presented by Walmart. Let's see, there was a game earlier today. We mentioned the Amarillo Sod Poodles. I almost said Sod Poodles. Sod Poodles scored 10 in the eighth for a 9-10 win over the San Antonio Missions. Just finished in Springfield, the Tulsa Drillers, a 4-2 win over the Springfield Cardinals with three runs in the fifth inning. Andy Pages drives in a run in the third and then two in the fifth, so he's probably the player of the game there. And then games as well going on right now in Corpus Christi and Wichita. Top of the eighth inning in Corpus Christi, the Hooks tied with the Arkansas Travelers 6-6. Again, Corpus Christi and Amarillo tied at 6 in the top of the eighth inning. Corpus Christi storming back. Arkansas was leading 6-1 in the middle of the sixth inning. Bottom of the sixth inning, really the Rough Rider, the Hooks have started pushing back on the Travs, tied that game up. Bottom of the eighth in Wichita, the Wind Surge lead the Midland Rockhounds 6-4. Three in the second for Wichita, one in the sixth, and two in the seventh inning. That's a look around the Texas League, your AA Texas League scoreboard, thanks to our friends at Walmart. Now let's look around the Royals organization. Top of the seventh at Kauffman Stadium, the Royals with a 4-3 lead. Salvador Perez, are we even surprised? A two-homer game, his third of the season, a solo shot in the fourth inning, and then his fourth of the season in the sixth inning, immediately followed. That tied the game at 3-3 in the sixth inning, followed moments later by Hunter Dozier. His second of the season, a solo shot. Did they go back-to-back? No, they did not. Andrew Benintendi was in between. But Hunter Dozier's home run gives the Royals the lead. Omaha Storm Chasers are in Memphis, and the Storm Chasers follow up a run short to the Memphis Redbirds, 2-1. The difference, a Nolan Gorman home run in the sixth inning, but Emmanuel Rivera, a two-run, or a solo home run, only run of the game for the Storm Chasers. Again, Rivera, a home run. One of just three hits for the Storm Chasers. Melendez, Rivera, and Pasquantino each with one. Eddie Pasquantino hitting 300, whereas both Nick Prado and MJ Melendez are hitting under 200. Vinny Pasquantino up near 300. He might be a candidate for a call-up at some point this season if he keeps hitting like he is. The Quad Cities River Bandits are in Wisconsin playing the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. 3-2 win for the Timber Rattlers over the River Bandits. Two runs on four hits for Quad Cities. And Charlie Neuweiler makes the start, takes the loss, allows two runs on five hits across five innings with four strikeouts. And in low A, the Columbia Fireflies toasting the Down East Wood Ducks. Or single A, I should say. And the Down East Wood Ducks win the game 6-4 over the Fireflies. Four runs on three hits for Columbia. Also made three errors. That's a look around the Texas League and the Royals organization. Thanks to our friends at Walmart. Let's get you set up for tomorrow now, shall we? Naturals and Riders game two of this six-game series. 6:35 first pitch will be on the air with the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show at 6:15. Drew Parrish, the lefty, will go for Northwest Arkansas. They'll face their first left-handed starting pitcher of the year. Avery Weems will have the start for Frisco. Again, 6:35 the first pitch in game two of this six-game series. We're on the air at 6:15 for the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. We'll appreciate your company tonight from Riders Field. Wish for a better result, but still happy to be with you on the road. For everyone of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, my name is Nicholas Batters, saying so long and farewell from Frisco. Riders take game one, 4-3. Back at it tomorrow. Try to get back in the win column. We'll see you then. Take care, everyone.
You've been listening to Naturals Baseball on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network. Today's game has been brought to you by Arvest Bank, by Coca-Cola, by Tyson Foods, by Professional Business Systems, by Unify Financial Credit Union, by Window World, by Indigo Sky Casino, by Walmart, by Straight Lawns and Garden, by Beaver and Brick, by the Scott Family Amazium, by Firehouse Subs, by Pickett Construction, by Stanley Steamer, by Plaza Tire Service, by John's Quality Roofing, by Today's Leaners, by the University of Arkansas Fort Smith, by the 188th Wing Arkansas Air National Guard, by XNA and Breeze Airways, by Golf USA, and by Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. To stay up with the club, get your tickets for the next game at Arvest Ballpark, or catch every pitch of the action all season long at nwanaturals.com.